Hi, my name's Clarence. You know, I'm not a very happy person. I'm not a very happy person. I come home from my day at work, and I don't like it there very much because they make fun of me at my work, and nobody really understands me at my work, and nobody wants to be involved with me at my work, and nobody really understands what's going on whether I have to go take my courses, but people see me at school. So you know what started to happen? I started to hear voices. I started to hear voices every Sunday night, and they started to tell me to do things. And I'm doing things on Sunday night because the voices tell me to do them. And I'm happier. I'm happier now because I listen to what the voices say. And now with all the voices, I can hear them every time I want to on Sunday night at 6 p.m. Listen, what the hell?
It's Sunday night at 6 p.m. on Rant Radio, and it's time to listen to those voices once again. All characters in the following program are fabricated, mostly out of toxic waste byproducts. If you don't agree with what we're saying, don't listen. If you hate what we're saying, let us know at ICQ number 51558. And now, prepare yourself for three irregularly scheduled hours of deprogramming with What the Hell?
Chocolate and Graham.
I've had it with you. I've had it with all this. I want room service. I want the club sandwich. I want the cold Mexican beer. I want a $10,000 a night hooker.
All right, it's time once again for the What the Hell show.
It is, though.
I have one question.
Uh-oh.
Even with, like, an
increase... This is your only question you're going to get
one
all
question.
Night.
You
said you had one question.
Okay, no, I have one question about the quote.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Even with, like, an increased economy, what exactly do you get for a $10,000 a night hooker?
Anything you want.
No. I mean...
Being as I do not happen to frequent prostitutes, I have no idea.
I'm just wondering. I'm just, like, really curious.
What do you get for a $10,000 a night hooker? Well, it's much like what Mark Twain said when he said that money cannot buy happiness, but you can rent it for a while. So.
What a profit.
What a profit that guy was.
But more importantly, what kind of damage deposit would you have to leave?
Oh, you. What happens if you didn't return the rental? I'd like to see the hate fee. The late fees. Yeah, you can just keep billing me there, honey. In any case, so here we are. It's Sunday night.
Sunday again, trying to crack open a Dr. Pepper.
Hey, Dr. Pepper!
Sit back and...
Go buy Dr. Pepper!
We fully endorse...
Dr. Pepper
is good!
How can you not endorse something you drink all the time,
Why,
right?
Why, Sumerian, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a Dr. Pepper.
And you should drink a Dr. Pepper with us at home, too.
Oh, what? Did that endorsement deal finally come through? What?
My mic sounds like it's crackling.
Hey, PVM, pass me a Dr. Pepper.
That would probably be your headphones.
Okay, my headphones are starting to make the noise.
Does it crackle when I speak, too?
No, just when I do.
I think it's your hearing.
I think it's your hearing. I have no crackling.
So I'd like an answer.
I'm reaching that magical age.
Time to be cold.
Is my voice crackling?
You called it, and Ronan Sariot gets the last... Count it, the last Dr. Pepper in the house.
Oh, no.
Well, that's a Dr. Pepper I brought here last weekend, so somebody else has got to bring Dr. Pepper. Are we still expecting Private Drexel to show up?
Yes, he'll be here any second. He was held up on Fraser Highway.
Well, can't so we, like, phone him and get him to bring Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, you can. You want to phone him? Or?
Normally I have a policy.
Sure, well, phone him on the air.
All right.
What's his phone number?
Let's announce it on the air.
Oh, we won't announce it on the air.
Somebody dial him. Because we'll do this.
But this
while
is,
we're looking here. At Private Drexel's phone number. Oh, okay.
You'll talk to him. I'll dial him.
Oh, I got it here.
This is, of course, the most important thing we have to do on the show tonight.
Like
we have
to ensure, watch for a
we ensure the supply of Dr. Pepper to the What the Hell show. It's
Kit. Hello?
Hello, Private Drexel. This is Sean Kennedy, the fucking man from the What the Hell show. And we're just wondering if you could do us a critical favor. Help us, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're our only hope.
Okay, I have good suggestion. Well, one suggestion for you.
What?
You're yelling way too loud.
I'm sorry.
The volume you had the second time when you said, "Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, your only hope," that was good. That was really good.
Okay.
I understand you really clearly then.
Okay, good.
The thing is, I need to guess at what you need.
What could it be?
What could it be?
Could it be a
Yes, it is.
Yes, yes it is.
In fact, we're running painfully low on ammunition.
I caught none of that. I heard nothing you said. I'm pretty sure what it was, yes, we need Dr. Pepper.
You are broken. And didn't Clip just save your ass, Marine? Try to locate to the nearest LZ and rendezvous at the next checkpoint.
All right. Oh, again.
You're covering the microphone on the phone.
I got none of that. You're like yelling.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
But you have to speak into the microphone there.
Okay.
Just don't cover that one.
Put okay. One and one together, Kennedy.
How about fuck all this? This is how it works. Okay, getting clipped just saved your ass, Marine. You have to try to rendezvous with any remaining squad leaders at the checkpoint Charlie, okay?
Well, why would I even bother? We already know they're all dead.
Gordon Freeman, Dr. Pepper.
We're the aliens.
So you need Dr. Pepper? Is this what I'm cleaning from all this?
Yes, I think so.
All right.
Thanks.
Say what the hell.
Moving right along, let's go to the IRC.
His phone's not loud enough.
My phone's not loud enough. Okay, right. No, we go around the room first.
All right.
And then we get to give him a chance to...
Starting off, we have...
One second. The cushion's in the way.
The cushions are now in the
cushion.
Way.
The ever sexy, the ever sensuous, the ever she brought us chocolate covered graham cookies.
Well, that's why we're sucking up.
And that's why we're like, oh, she's sexy, she's sensuous, she's a purveyor of sugar and confectionery.
Something to sustain the good folks here while we're
good
waiting
folks.
For the next shipment
us?
Of Dr. Pepper.
Yeah,
essential fuel.
Some cookies.
I am
some
girl on the left.
Girl on the left. And then over to the first Ronin.
Ronan Sariette back once again from the war zone.
Yes, yep. He's back in the house. Over to Red 5.
Evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Red 5, the Bandwidth Pimp.
Woohoo! And then we have a Ronan Medic in the house.
Good evening once again, ladies and gentlemen.
And then we have over to 200% sexy projectile vomit man.
All this technology, all this energy to promote fizzy sugar water, and we're not even getting a kickback.
What is going on?
Well, that's what the difference is.
It's your old pal, Uncle Dak, saying, I just don't care anymore.
Isn't that your pal who's old, Uncle Dak?
Your pal who's old.
Your old pal.
Your old pal, Uncle Dak.
I have friends.
Old
friends. Of what? My ear? My lips?
These the 5
lips.
O'clock shadow?
It's bummer.
Have you ever...
Bummer.
Can I make a suggestion? Shaving? You know?
Okay.
Never mind.
No.
Circle gets
the
square.
On it's, something there.
It's Sean Kennedy,
I think
the
view from this side of the room is...
It's my 2600
overrated.
Hat. Cool, huh? Anyway,
it's amazing.
It is
you're elite.
I am elite. I'm uber elite. I'm Hacksaw God.
Hacksaw God,
who
Kennedy.
Finally, who's beginning to figure out how to actually work his MIRC program.
You don't work a phone.
What's that?
Oh!
How to work a phone?
Phones are old technology. Phones are passé.
Don't cover the microphone.
Somebody open the window.
People can't hear.
Oh, where's the
input outside
of the room?
Sean, kill him,
and
kill him,
Sumerian.
Kill him, Sean.
Who's a fucking idiot?
Great comeback.
That was my comeback.
That was a great comeback.
Sean, is that burning trash I smell?
What's that? Oh, it's fucking dinks. It's like
all of you.
It's a speakerphone. Oh, you're covering the mic, but you got to speak into the other mic at the same time.
It's so complex.
It's the fucking Ernest Rubik phone receiver.
What you got to do is speak from your mouth and your ass at the same time.
Yeah, that's a combo thing.
No, you talk out your ass. I don't talk out my ass. Okay.
Wow, no one who stinks in here.
Yes, it is absolutely. It's the blades are flying fast and fierce here in the room tonight.
Shank.
In for a good show there.
Like I swear. To God, we're talking some nasty shit here.
To God.
Jerry Springer
so
has got
sharp you could cut
us.
Warm butter with
I'm going to bring in the chairs soon, and we can throw them at each other.
Yes, we have sharp wits.
I can throw the couch, you know.
There's nowhere in here to throw it to.
Yeah, you sort of pick it up and drop it.
Fuck, attaboy. So,
couldn't
wow,
swing
that's
a
like obscure reference for 1,000, eh? Holy fuck.
What did he say?
He was going, Sean K. It's a direct, like a really obscure reference to the Robin Williams movie, Hook.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's, like, really brutal that, like, It's a testament that myself and Ronan Medic have been friends for like the last 15 years.
The movie quote thing that bonds
you. Actually,
you
remember the movie Hook?
Well, that was a great movie.
Actually,
I didn't even know Dustin Hoffman was Captain Hook in that movie.
Is he amazing in it?
Yeah, he was like fucking amazing. I went to the credits and I'm like, holy shit!
I went and saw that with you. And when we left, you did a Star Trek Goes to Never Never Land routine that had me in fucking tears for a week later.
I'd like to see, you know, Star Trek is the biggest bunch of pussies that ever were. I mean, it's all well and good that they go and they beam down to planets and, oh, I'm a human who's got a wart on my face, so this constitutes me being an alien, as opposed to the George Lucas aliens, which look not even remotely human, you know what I mean? But you've got, like, you know, I'm a Star Trek alien. My ears are big.
My
favorite are the aliens who are black on one side of the face and white on the other side of the face.
Yeah.
I'm scantily clad, have big breasts, and I'm painted green.
Yeah.
Orion women, always a favorite.
Hey, wait a second. Hey, wait a second.
I'm an alien.
Wait a second. Nobody knocked the green women, okay? You know, I mean, that's at least half of my childhood fantasy.
Knock up the green women. It's brutal, man. And they're like, oh, we're the away team. I mean, they don't even have manly phasers. Who the fuck's afraid of a phaser? What kind of a sound is that? It sounds like a rabbit passing gas. They arrive.
I like this phaser.
Gene Roddenberry was a flaming homo.
I like this phaser so much I bought the company.
Look scary if it's like if you like get vaporized by the goddamn thing.
That's not even scary. They just go trickle, trickle, trickle.
You don't want to scare you. They want you dead.
I'm going to go. Fuck that. I'll take command presence. If I had the guys from Quake beam down and be like, you know, they arrived like they're fired at the planet with big fucking canisters and they hit and there's like a crater and the guys come out and they're all, I come in peace. I'd be like, right on.
Not some red and blue.
Here's our green women. It's all good. There'd be none of this. We're going to sit down with dinner with you and try to poison you. They'd be like, fuck you. He has a hyper blaster.
It's kind of hard to have power projection with a TV remote.
It's you know, to dud. A fucking Vulcan nerve pinch. I'd respect Spock more if he just headbutted people to death. Smack!
No,
oh my god, it's the Vulcan headbutt.
That would have been if they'd gone with the original
the
Klingon look.
Or something, you know?
You know, and the Klingons, the only halfway decent race in the whole fucking series, and they're totally pussy whipped. They run around and they're like totally handcuffed and chained. Or, we must fight with honor. We must fight with honor. I don't see you guys do much fighting. You guys got your asses liberally handed to you by the fucking Federation.
Did anybody not beat up Worf? I think I beat him up in an episode.
You know what I mean? And Deanna Troi, what exactly is her function on the ship? Does anyone
bounce and jiggle department?
I am the jiggles department. We have communications, medical, captain tits. From right to left on the bridge.
Very important.
I don't understand that. Yes, Captain Picard, come down to the planet. Lead your troops. It is all fine. But and leave all weapons there, too. I sense deceit. Oh, great. So glad we brought her along. You know, what are you getting from this?
Great. Chest heaving pain.
Is it just
do that again?
Or does the bridge of the ship, ever since they started making movies, start looking more and more like the set of Oprah with each new...
They're gonna have the command couch next, you know?
I don't even get that shit, man. It's like, oh,
hey,
oh.
If I ran the Enterprise, I'd like to have a nice... comfy fucking couch to sit on. Come on.
That sunken jacuzzi's a nice touch.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second, Captain Picard. But perhaps your ex-girlfriend wanted to talk to you.
You know, I'm just way, way out of hand on this here.
Jerry Picard.
Jerry Springer, the newest fucking, and like they got,
Jean-Luc.
Deep Space Nine, and you know, the Deep Space Nine, and Pocket, Deep Pocket Nine, and all these different, you know, money grabs where you got Star Trek on every night. Now it's everything Star Trek. But they all lick bag. There's not one single decent...
Gene Roddenberry died and the whole thing went to...
One Jedi Knight could walk through the entire Federation. We are Borg. Resistance is futile. Well, we'll just drop... we'll go drop Qui-Gong in there. Let him have a fucking heyday. Darth Maul, by himself, is cooler than the entire Star Trek genre. Fear attracts the fearful, the strong, the weak. Fuck you and your prime directive. I got a guy who looks like a living tiger with sharpened teeth who fights with a double-ended laser that can cut through steel doors. Fuck you and your phaser! I mean, that's why do you think they made all those things droids in? Jason and Phantom is it? Imagine if that was Stormtroopers. Rewind, rewind. Oh, there was Obi-Wan cutting them in half and then spinning back and cutting them in half and spinning back. It'd be like fucking Braveheart with Stormtroopers. That'd be sweet.
Oh, you mean the next movie, apparently.
Apparently, yeah. But yeah. I'm sorry, I'm expecting Lucas to like go, oh, it'd be really cool, but we'll make them all midgets. And,
midgets,
yeah. And they'll be wearing fur. Okay. And Frank Oz will be like, I'll do the voices.
I've done these jokes for what, like 10 years now?
Why does Yoda sound so much like Grover?
Because he is Grover.
He's the illegitimate love child of Grover and Kermit.
Yeah. There is no connection between Grover and Yoda!
I just want to know, what the fuck is with Lucas and midgets? I checked it out. There is two films.
Sounds like
two
a brewing films. Fetish to me.
Seriously, two fucking films in his entire life where he had anything to do with that there weren't midgets in.
Yeah.
Out of like 9 films.
And one was his kid's birthday?
I swear, he's got a fucking midget fetish.
Somebody's got to keep him employed. Well, besides Kid Rock.
Well, that...
Oh!
Why did we just go, oh? Did Kid Rock have a thing with...
No, he's got one in his band.
A midget? Well,
what's that? What's the name of the kid?
Did you guys see like Blink-182 on some
of
the shows?
Yeah, tons of midgets.
The midgets looked like they were having fun at least.
Yeah.
The
grand old time.
Blink-182 can't save their fucking lives. My God. I think they were I think they basically hired the midgets as a distraction.
We suck at paying attention to us. Now, scantily clad midgets.
Yeah.
What I don't dig is I go to a Grizzlies game, okay? Yeah, the tickets were given to me. I didn't pay for them.
Thank you.
And I'll go to this
thing.
That was fucking weird, right? I've only, Rona Medic is a raving, screaming hockey fan. Like, brutal, okay? Like, fucking bad. Like, crack addict hockey fan.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Like
mean,
that. Like, I'll break into your houses to steal stereo equipment to buy the tickets to go see hockey. It's bad. So he's taking me to a few games. And hockey, I don't know how hockey is. I think it's generally universal. But a hockey game, you know, like, a guy calls a penalty or your guy walks up with a stick, like Donald Brashear skates up with a stick and clotheslines. Both his feet are up in the air. The stick is lower than his entire body on the point of contact. He's just like, Hassan!
Jump!
And the guy goes down of the opposing team. He hits the ice. Everybody in the stands go, it was a dive! You see, that was a dive!
Don't mind the blood spurting.
That's a dive! Come on, fucking ref, that was a dive, right? That's what they do. You always do that shit. And if a guy, bumps him and it's like, oh! And they do,
gets me is usually the pirouettes and the triple axel before he
hits.
Oh,
yeah, and it's like, oh! With a pike! Smack! Down he goes.
Double lutz. It's a double lutz. That's always impresses me.
You know, and they crash, right? Well, I'm watching this Grizzlies game, and I'm like, oh, maybe 5 rows from the actual court or whatever.
Great seat.
Ooh.
And, so I'm sitting there, and they're playing basketball and shit.
What's the password?
Cat fight now, over.
So he goes and he's dribbling the ball, and a guy comes up, and they bump him from behind. And, basketball is like you don't touch each other.
Yep.
This is like they're all, screaming homophobes, right? They're like, don't touch me. So
I'm two-thirds naked, big and black. Don't touch me.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me. So we got all these naked cheerleaders on the sidelines. Don't touch me. So
wow.
I'm like, whatever. So he, bumps him gently from the shoulder. And Buddy, fully, ah! Lets the scream out, twists his ankle, spins 3 times, and thunders in, right?
Yeah, with the music from the platoon playing in the background.
Oh, da-da-da-da. A Jago for strings, right? Da-da-da-da-da. Falls to his knees.
Dribble, thunk, thunk,
thunk, right? Right, and he thunders in. I am do what I've always done. I stand up and go, oh, give me a fucking break! That was a dive! That's bullshit! And I realize my voice is echoing back at me across the backboards. And not only is the entire stadium focused on this large guy wearing combat boots, most holy, 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 Draxon, holy Draxon, comer. He's the promised one.
He's the great provider.
He is.
There's one more pepper.
I'm gonna pause right now. I don't actually want one right now, but anyway. So I
say hi to the camera, Drax. Grab a mic.
Hello.
So everybody in the whole fucking stadium is now. It was a dive.
Dive, 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 dive.
And they're all looking at me. And not only is the entire fucking stadium looking at me, but the teams are looking at me. And, like, Mike Bibby is looking at me, and Mike Bibby's the smallest guy, and he's, like, 6'3", you know? And he's looking at me, and I'm like, sorry, hockey fan. Sorry. Hockey fan here. My boss is sitting behind me is, like, laughing his fucking bag off. He's, like, crippled, three forms of sea life die. He's laughing so hard. And he's completely fucked. And I don't get that. Like, I try to get into the basketball thing, but it's hard to get behind a sport where the fucking score is like 156 to 132. You know, and it's like,
they scored again. Yay.
Yeah, fuck, I'm getting tired over here, you know? I get one more.
Bounce,
yeah, that's going to be
basket, basket, bounce, bounce, basket, bounce, 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 basket, bounce, bounce,
the team only gets ahead when somebody fucks up. Like,
you know,
it's just basket, basket, basket.
In the last 20 minutes, you show up for the last 20 minutes of a basketball game. If it's close, you like phone in. Hey, what's the score? Okay, I'll be down there. Second quarter looks good. I'll be down for the last 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Basketball games are 20 minutes long. You just have like these other. They should have them like one period because it'd be the same intensity. It's a fucking useless sport, man. And of course, Canadians invented it. That's our gift to the world. Yeah.
I think we should fucking apologize right now.
Well, no. I mean, it's cool. Like, I respect it as a sport, you know. But I don't think Michael Jordan should be as well paid as he is. You know, I mean, sure, the guys, you know, I can jump really high, and I can put a ball in a basket. That's my skill set.
I think he should be paid that much. You know why?
Why?
Because basketball makes that much, and he's the reason that basketball makes that much is because everybody wants to see Michael Jordan. He's the reason.
It's all about Dre.
No, but people are making, they're making the money. The basketball team, the league, right, is making the money.
And they pass
it down.
And they're
making the money because of Michael Jordan more than because of, you know, some managers.
Yeah,
and people
if you don't want the sports figures to make that money, don't go to the show.
Yeah,
don't buy his crap.
Well, he should be making that much money. Actors that make like tons of cash, they should be making that cash because you're going to the movie to see them.
Yep.
Right?
You're giving
if
them the
you're
cash.
You're going to a movie and the actors aren't making much and you're going because it's a good story, well, then the writer should be making tons of cash, as he probably is, right? Because that's why you're going. You're going to watch about... Well, you're not, because, well, you're like me, basketball is kind of a stupid game. But
it is, though.
Unless you're playing it, then it's fun.
I mean, this is not to diss any fans. Like, if people out there get basketball, like, there's people out there who get watching golf. Like, they
those
get
people
that.
Are
they're
stupid,
get,
too.
They're
how about the
like,
people,
no, not stupid, they just get it.
People that watch golf reruns.
I love whack fuck, but I like being out there with the alcohol and the club.
Oh, yeah. You want to be wondering what hole you're on. You know, you want to be asked to leave the golf course.
Watch this.
Whack.
Perfect.
Woo.
Cat in one.
I'm all like, fuck yeah. You know, I want to see how much damage I can do with this
the
golf
other thing,
course.
I'm not a big sports fan at all.
No.
But, and I have a pretty objective view on sports. Hockey is the best sport on the planet.
Nope.
The best popular sport on the planet.
Nope.
Yeah, Rabbit Wombat.
I'll explain to you my reasons why.
Okay.
Okay, you have a fast-paced game, right?
Uh-huh.
And, okay, it doesn't... You can have a score really quickly. It can happen really fast.
True.
Right? But that doesn't mean that it does. You can be really... You go to the game, you don't know what's going to happen. You could have, like, an 8-8 tie, or you could end up 1-0 for the whole game.
That's true. Or it could
it's
be
really exciting when they get a goal, because...
You
it
don't
could
know
be,
what's going
to
happen.
You don't know. It could happen really quick, but usually... They fight their ass off to get a score, right? It's like the way soccer is. The reason people find soccer so exciting is because they fight their asses off to get a goal. They have
and
to
it
work
change at
their
any
balls
second.
Off to get a goal.
The
problem
the
with it,
what's
the
that?
Problem with soccer is that it's always going to be like that. If it's 2-2, or if it's 3-2, that's a lot of goals in a game. That's
yes.
like a shitload.
Yeah.
Right? In hockey, you could have a game just like that. Where the whole game you're sitting there going, oh my god, are they? Yeah, man, they're not getting anywhere, but they're working their ass off.
Yeah.
And they get
are we talking
not
about
any.
A spectator sport here? Because I have
talking
one.
About spectators.
I have a spectator sport, which I totally agree with you, 100%. However, there's one sport I feel which is better than that.
What's that?
Well, there's actually two sports, but one.
Gladiatorial combat.
No. Yes, gladiatorial combat is now known as Aussie rules rugby. If you've ever actually seen
combat.
An Aussie rules rugby game, we don't get a chance to see it much here.
Oh,
I saw an Aussie rules rugby game where a guy was running with the fucking ball, and a big guy runs past him, and. Into oncoming people, like, you know, completely barbaric, and hits them and grabs them and starts poking out their eyes and squats down on one knee while holding six guys, right? and the other guy with cleats on runs up his back and steps on his teammate's head to get air because he can go further that way.
And they practice that.
You know, they tape their ears back so that they don't rip their fucking ears off in the game. The way they stop fights is they play on because the teammates will realize that their team needs them and they will quit fighting. That's... is entertainment.
All they're missing is sticks, and I'm sold.
Actually, that's the number one, actually, which is not an officially sanctioned sport, which is original native North American lacrosse.
That's an amazing...
Holy fuck. That game is brutal.
Actually, I have something to go along with lacrosse.
Of days and weeks, and there were
yes,
many deaths.
Lacrosse being Canada's actual national sport.
But yeah. Lacrosse is basically badass, but I finally got a chance to see a game called Hurley. Now, Hurley is like lacrosse. It's Irish stick hockey. But the difference is
there's
you're
no puck. They just have sticks, so they try to kill each other.
Yeah, basically, you're not too fucking far
last
off.
Man standing.
The difference is you're allowed to charge with a fucking Hurley stick.
Oh, I see.
So you run up and you just kind of have the stick in front of you, and you can push your opponent back. You're running and doing this.
Whoa!
I saw people fucking die. There was
sounds like jousting.
They like stop. No, you didn't get.
And what I want to see is I want to see a cross between.
They do it all the time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What we need is a game of rug hurley polo.
Rug hurley polo.
Rug hurley polo, the new national sport of Rant Radio, where you have guys with big sticks going after a ball that they throw back and forth, and they're allowed to charge each other on horseback.
Rug hurley live.
Or hurley rug live.
Time to read out the names.
And make,
oh, sorry.
Make
we didn't.
The bats more like cricket box.
And... full contact.
Maybe we can involve the golf cart somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, they're called synthetic horses. Okay. We have in the house tonight, we have Integrity, Kodiak, Live, Lieutenant... Oh, hang on, forgot. Mr. Echo, Samarian, yeah. Zerstor, X, Integrity, Kodiak, Live, Lieutenant Major Zombie, Hunter O'Ryan. Hi, O'Ryan. Holy cow, you must be back in Toronto, I imagine. Probably, or he's logged in. Melancholic Paradox, Sanux Breaker, One Simplex. Simplex, everybody wants you to call them. Farble and Nomad Centaur need you to get in contact with you. Simplex, I know you're busy. Believe me, I know what busy is. But if you could get in touch with those guys, it would be very, very cool. Rastakolikov, Melio, Optic, Bitch. This is my bitch. Matrix is my bitch. Sorry, Carly's bitch. Matrix is my bitch. Fuck X. Half Elf, Judas, Plastic, Punk of Evil, Rabid Wombat, Romulus, Skitty, Enderel, and Creep. Prophet Nixter. Oh, I love that Nixter. Battlewax Fork. Holy deal. Crazy fuck. No deal. Star Baby. Tenchi UK. Prophet UXP. Smokehouse. Sick. Smokehouse has actually been under the weather for the last little while. Sorry to hear it, man. Ronin Cyber Saturday. T Knight. Sean's groupie.
Sean's groupie.
Sean's groupie.
Now, who's Sean's groupie?
I have no idea who Sean's groupie is.
Is it male or female?
I don't know. I don't know who Sean's groupie is.
Oh God! Feed the ego again.
My ego died. It was overfed.
It was huge and bloated.
We had
to take down a wall.
It was crushed by its own weight. Fear Machine, Marius, Zandad, Vampire Asmodee, Aunt Jemima. Imagine
Love Your Syrup
Link RX Ominous Animus Skidmark Stats and Psyker, who is actually doesn't have his cult name on, but he is in cult.
Psyker.
I think it's Psyker.
Yeah.
Sean's groupie. Who the hell is Sean's groupie? Do I know Sean's groupie?
Oh, it's Snorgasm.
Oh yes.
People are saying.
That's right, yeah. That's right. She sent me this big email.
Run away,
saying,
Sean, run away.
She thought
she's Optic.
Run away. Snorgasm's great.
Optic knows the score.
Optic does know the score. I've seen pictures of Snorgasm.
Nice.
Does that ever sound bad? Did that ever sound?
Sean.
Oh, were you slamming? No, I wasn't slamming Snorgasm. I thought you guys were like, I thought you guys were. Oh, you've seen naked pictures of Snorgasm.
No. I was just giving a thumbs up to Optic because he's the fucking cyber mechanic.
Yes, that's very true.
Right.
Yes, he's taking over the Shovel Run project, which is we're working on as we speak. Things are happening very, very quickly with that. And, you know,
I love you, Snarkasm, and a sort of cult leader to you
follower,
know, follower,
distant,
sort
distant
of
follower, distant follower,
distant follower when he's married kind of way. Yeah, that's what it is. Anyway, moving right along. I guess we may as well do a version of. Do we want to?
I have something from Nomad Plastic.
Nomad Plastic.
Why I joined cult.
Really?
Rant. Ooh. Yeah. So okay. We're gonna play that.
And do we have one of my rants?
We might have one.
Okay.
I think you did some today.
I think I
we
did.
We might wrap it.
No,
might.
I did some this week. Not today. What are you?
This
foolish?
Week.
Yes, I did them this week.
Not at the last minute.
Not at the last minute at all.
Not 3 hours before the show.
Not even a little bit.
Which one do you want to do? Culture, judgment, retail.
Well, let's do retail. I think people are going to really like retail because I was pissed off this week.
Yeah.
But
very
anyway,
pissed off.
We'll put another movie line in there too.
Yeah. Okay. Here's Nomad Plastic with Why I Joined Cult.
I joined cult because of what it stands for. Society is fucked and they aren't afraid to say it. They say what's on their mind. It's a group that grows more and more every week. With all sorts of people from different ethnic backgrounds, races, working together and thinking alike. I joined cult because of how successful it is. I've seen many others just like it, and like it's said before, because of arguing and fighting within the group, they have broken down eternally. Something I doubt will happen to cults. Cult knows what they want done. They're not just a bunch of mindless idiots walking around coming up with useless ideas or none at all. Cult has plans. Cult has ideas. Cult has people that are willing to get off their asses and do something rather than saying they will do it and not do it at all. Cult is full of enlightened individuals that woke up one day and said, wow, this shit is really fucked up. I'm going to do something about this and have acted upon the decision. In cult, you get to define yourself. You get to say who you are. You're not given a label. You're taking your label. Ever since you were little, you knew you were different from others. You realize how fucked up things are. You understood. We all know what cult stands for. So keep doing it. This is Nomad Plastic saying goodbye.
This is where we fight back. We strip the little pretty pictures from their 500-channel universe, recontextualize it, then we spit the shit back at them. Special data, things that'll help people.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel. You know what amazes me? You go into these malls and these shopping places, you see these assholes freaking out on retail carts. You gave me the wrong McDonald's order. I ordered a Big Mac. You gave me a Big Mac with extra cheese. I don't like extra cheese. Now I'm all distraught because I had extra cheese. What the fuck? Hey, hey, shithead. Why don't you go fuck yourself, okay? These are people you're yelling at. Stop fucking yelling at retail. It's not their fault. They're just people trying to make a fucking job. Guess what, shit for brains? That name tag comes off and they're a real person. It's a long walk back to the car through the parking lot, so get your fucking head on straight, alright? Don't go sitting there shitting all over people. Are you the person I've been waiting for? What seems to be taking so long? Hey, yo, puny life, okay? Puny head, puny mind, alright? Just relax, alright? I'm doing my fucking job here. If you don't like it, get the fuck out of here and go somewhere else. Don't just sit there and shit all over me and expect me to give you free shit because you're the customer. I gotta keep fucking you, okay? I make minimum wage. I'm not really happy to fucking be here, but I need to make ends meet, and since we're in this kind of a wage slaves, pretty soon you're gonna have a minimum wage job too, so that's alright, so don't shit on me, because I'll take this apron off and kick your fucking ass, alright? My name is Sean Kennedy and I am the fucking man.
Oh. I take it out, you'll probably survive. You'll probably lose some fine motor skills. You might not be able to remember anything for more than 3 minutes at a time.
What the fuck?
It's time to find out what exactly the fuck is going on. It's news you need to know about on What the Hell.
I would like to know exactly what the fuck is going on here.
Alrighty then, what do we got going on in the world?
Well, before we kind of get into whatever Sim has found for us, I have one, Sean. It's going to bring a smile to your face.
Okay. What's up?
This, okay, I read this in the Sun. Yes, it was the Sun from Saturday. Apparently, they did an autopsy on a prisoner who died, and it turned out that somebody may have given him an overdose of drugs while he was in the prison hospital.
You don't say.
Really?
Who was the hospital?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
And who was the prisoner?
Oh, he was a pedophile.
Oh, and he OD'd
on
drugs.
They were going back and they were checking it out, and it seems over the last 5 years, 27 prisoners, all pedophiles or sexual offenders, have died in the hospital. And until recently, it hasn't been necessary for the hospital, for the county coroner, to do an autopsy on it. So somebody in the prison system may be taking care of a problem.
The overpopulation in the prison system.
No, they're in the medical society. They're just curing a sickness. That's all there is.
Wow.
I just need a higher dosage of certain medication. That's all it is.
I told you, Sean.
Those fuckers are cured.
I told you, Sean.
You're free to go.
I have one,
shit,
too.
And I thought the system didn't work.
Sean, I told you it'd bring
That's
a smile
good.
To you.
Go ahead.
This has nothing to do with pedophiles.
Sure.
Oh, well, no.
Subject whiplash.
Who cares? Who cares?
All right. This is just going to make you want to kill people.
Well, that's what I need.
Everything does.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need.
I don't know what city it is. I think it's San Francisco or San Diego or some sand place.
some sand.
Some sand.
There's a guy.
Santa Fe.
He has a pet raccoon.
Okay. Fair.
Not Santa Fe.
They find this raccoon. I can't remember exactly where it was.
He finds
this raccoon. They rescue it from something, and they become friends. This raccoon is his buddy. Okay,
it's like a Disney movie. A boy and his raccoon.
No.
What happens here?
They're like, it's like his pet. It's like having a really amorous cat or whatever. You know, like it curls up in his arms to sleep. It hugs his arms. You know, when it's.
Oh, they're pretty smart creatures.
A horny cat.
This is like
that's very cool though. I mean,
a
I'd love
wicked
to have a...
pet. Like this guy's right. got this pet, and it's an awesome pet. Okay.
So what happens?
He has a picture in the paper of him with this raccoon and some article about it. Someone in some government thing to do with animals sees this and decides this must stop. We must put an end to this friendship between raccoon and man. Who does this man think he is, befriending raccoons?
That's
there
not
are
our life.
Rules.
Now, I've got to ask you, what is going through your mind when you see a picture of a man happy with a raccoon that's happy with a man, and the only thing you can think of is, this must stop. We must stop this. This is wrong. There's something wrong with befriending raccoons. Now, before you think this is something against raccoons, you know, it's not prejudice against raccoons, okay? Because there is no law here saying you shall not have raccoons in the city.
Really?
They don't run around killing raccoons because they see them running from dumpster to dumpster. No!
They're not black.
And they don't kick humans out of the city either, as you see. They're running around in the city. They're merely saying, you can't be friends with raccoons. You must not have relationships with raccoons.
I used to have relationships.
They don't kick the raccoon out of the park. They don't kick the human out of the park. They're just not allowed to talk.
And the apartheid.
How can
raccoons live together in harmony? Chaos everywhere.
What law are they basing this on? It's not like there's some law that says you can't have a raccoon in your yard. You're just not allowed to talk to it while it's in your yard. You're not allowed to be civil to that raccoon while it's in your yard. It is supposed to be in your yard, being a bastard, eating your garbage.
I also understand they don't let the raccoons into golf courses or really good hotels either.
Yeah.
If that was the issue, then I'd think they were being pussies, but I'd be whatever.
I just put that up today, actually.
What does it say there? Somebody want to read that?
It has been brought to the Strata Council's attention that raccoons have been spotted roaming the complex. As raccoons are carriers of rabies and distemper, which is a communicable disease, we are asking people to please refrain from keeping pet food and loose garbage on your patios. This is especially important for those people living on the first floors. For your pet's safety, the council would appreciate your prompt... Oh, they got a typo and I screwed up on it. Appreciate your prompt attention to this matter. Thank you, Strata Council. That's Mr. Council
by a really
to you.
Cute...
And they have a really
I know,
cute
that's why I took that down off the notice board. It's like, wow, why'd they put such cute raccoons up there?
They should have, like...
They should have had
total gaunt, foaming, hideous propaganda.
Some raccoon, a picture of a raccoon with up to his armpits in cat entrails, you know?
Yeah.
snarling eyes reflecting in the flash.
Yeah,
but it's dragging a cat under a dumpster.
They take photos of, like, the SFU raccoons up at the SFU campus. Those are badass raccoons. I was walking under, like, an underground tunnel once, and I look up, and there's this raccoon, it's like about a 20-pounder, hanging right over my head, looking down at me like, what you doing here?
My turf.
That's nothing, man. I was walking through the tunnels at SFU, and all the fucking rooms started to change and shit, and soon there's nothing but fur and garbage running up the sides of the walls. And I was just using my GPS tracker, and I went,
who was it?
And it cut out.
Who was it that got mugged by the raccoon?
That was me. I got mugged by it.
That
was
walked by the mind control labs, Sean.
That was a Kamloops raccoon.
Getting back to your story, Drex. I mean,
close to the mic.
I feel bad for this guy because we actually had a pet raccoon for 3 weeks. It was a baby raccoon. They are so smart.
They're fucking wicked.
The cleanest animals. Look at, they wash their food.
I don't wash my food.
Exactly. This raccoon is cleaner than you.
Yeah, which is not saying much.
And they are. They're it's not ethical to keep wild animals.
Why not? The fucking thing's considered a varmint.
I think it's a great idea. I think they're amazing animals, and if I could have one, I would.
The thing is, it's not just led to raccoons. It is all wild animals. My sister. No, this is. I was not alive when this actually took place. My sister had a skunk that had its scent gland. Yeah. Removed. Apparently, they were
a wicked pet,
they were trendy. They were a trendy pet towards the end of the 60s.
All right.
And this is when my sister had it. And right. So one of her neighbors said he didn't like that animal being around there because he thought it brought down the property value. If you can fucking believe it.
Because it was black at the time, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was black and white. You know, you don't like those mixed kinds, you know, right?
You don't like those mulatto pets.
People communicating with raccoons.
Exactly.
Small fuzzy zebra.
Yeah, exactly.
I know a guy.
So what happened? Some son of a bitch, and they could never fucking pin it on this guy, poisoned. Put out fucking poison food. The animal comes home, foaming at the fucking mouth, falls over fucking dead, spits up apparently internal organs, according to my fucking sis.
Right.
Right? She was fucking flipped over this.
Wow, I'm going to start killing pets.
Yeah, exactly. As far as I'm concerned, excuse me, but, you know, I would have picked it.
Yeah,
I would have picked
you and your feelings. I want my property.
I don't give a shit if they couldn't prove or nothing. I would have walked into that guy's fucking, you know, like, fuck, I don't care. These are my bananas. This guy's going through a fucking wall.
I'd be like, you know, I think you know who poisoned my raccoon.
Somebody said the Dukes of Hazzard cartoon had a pet raccoon.
Oh, I see.
There was a cartoon based on the Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, for sure.
There's a cartoon for everything.
There's a cartoon for Star Wars.
There's a cartoon for this show.
God damn it, I want my own action figure.
We all want our own action figure.
I need the royalties.
But 3%, right? 3%.
But it's totally true, man. You sit there and you see, like, I had a buddy of mine in the Army. Okay, and he lived, he was originally from Nova Scotia, and in Nova Scotia, like, they have no law, you know.
Lawless Nova Scotia.
The lawless land of Nova Scotia.
It's, you know, mostly fishermen and ARP English, that's, you know, a fine boat, but it is no barn and shit like that, you know. They got RCMP and shit, but they're not really, you know, people, they're mostly like savages, you know. So anyway,
I hear they're very tribal.
Yeah, they're very
nomadic.
I don't think we have any listeners from Nova Scotia.
No,
My parents live there.
They're all like pretty. They're pretty like they live in like these little rural communities. You know those. You know, just think of a town. Think of a town by a bay, and then think of that like little pipe music and that. You know that kind of a sound happening. That's Nova Scotia.
So
okay?
You need to tell me like it's Steveston everywhere.
Yes, exactly. It's like this little tiny coastal sort of fucking town.
So, very quaint.
Yeah, what's that north of 60? What's the name of that show with the guy, the doctor who's up in the Alaska?
Northern Exposure.
Northern Exposure. There you go. Nova Scotia is like a giant Northern Exposure province.
Except not a lot of mountains.
Actually, you know what? Nova Scotia is like a miniature BC.
Yeah.
You go there, there's trees and forests, but the trees are small. And there's tons of mountains, but the mountains are really small.
So you mean to tell me it's
like,
state?
I'm not kidding. It's rocky everywhere. It's like you're climbing up. You know, we're going up the mountain. No, we're there.
So what you're telling me here is Nova Scotia is actually BC's like 1/6 scale?
Yeah.
It's small. I'm not kidding. Everything's small.
It doesn't even get that cold there.
War zone BC.
It doesn't get that cold.
It was originally designed as a diorama of BC, but it just got out of hand.
Isn't that thing that you have to see at the P&E?
The little Capuchin.
Oh, yeah.
Revolution.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. The Revolution.
In any case,
everything
in any case I probably got all these. Well, no one in Nova Scotia knows how to use
it. No, but like,
maybe he sold his fish already online from the boat.
No, it's shark. I'd
be like, shark, buddy. I have to see a fucking newfie fisherman who know how to use a computer. Yeah. Anyways, ooh, it's a shiny box. Oh, it's a handy thing. You pay 3 grand for it, but you can't catch a single fucking lobster. Toss it. Wow. I'm not gifted verbally to convey to you how desolate I am. Being as I am your son and a fisherman, I will throw myself from the boat in hopes that reincarnation will bring me back on the West Coast.
Hunter O'Ryan is from Nova Scotia.
Is he? Not originally. And he'll back me up. The majority of those people out there are fucking sick. Like, we're talking...
It's not an accurate representation then, right?
No, that's why he's on the West Coast and he's going back to Toronto.
Dead patient zero bad.
I'm just hacking on him. I had a lot of problems with guys from the West Coast or the East Coast when I was in the Army.
Nova Scotia equals speed bumps. They slow down people who are running away from Quebec.
In any case, there's a lot of rural area in Nova Scotia. Wow. And what happened was this guy went to a lynx farm where they had like the fur for lynx or whatever, and he got a baby lynx from this guy because they're like, you know, they're just going to kill him for fur. So he goes in there and gets a lynx and, like, raises the thing and has it as a pet. And he has it declawed, which, well, that's so cruel. Well, not really, because you ever been beat up by your cat? And it's, like, you know, a foot long, and he's, like, hurting you and shit.
He's actually taking...
Well, imagine a cat the size of, like, a small pony. And,
I'm not making it up. This is the fucking paw of a lynx. Right there is about
I hate to break this to
straight
you.
TV.
This is
straight
radio.
TV.
Okay, so.
Why do you think he's still here?
You need a microphone.
3 to 4 inches across the size
there
of a fucking
go.
Paw.
Right. So, which, for people who need to turn a Dr. Pepper can on its side, there you go.
Yeah, we measure things by Dr. Pepper. That's a 4-length Dr. Pepper.
So, in any case, he had this lynx. And the way he had it, because he had to keep it sort of leashed, what he did was he had a clothesline, and he put like a washer, like a ring on the clothesline, and it hooked it down to a tether on the cat's collar so the cat could run back and forth, go back up and down the clothesline. I thought it was a pretty fucking smart idea, actually. And the cat was happy, like totally happy cat. And, happy cat.
Happy kitty!
Most of the toys and litter products.
Well, he lived outside mostly, right? So.
Big sandbox.
He goes, and, apparently there's like a number of stories, like, you know, unwary salesmen who wandered to the back area of the house and shit like that. And the cat wouldn't hurt nobody, okay, unless, you know, you drastically fucked with him. But, of course, as they're prone to do in Nova Scotia, they have a big drink up out there. They're all going to have a big booze fest, right? So the cat's inside the house, and everybody's getting fucking hammered, right? And this one guy, who's, you know, your typical big kind of Nova Scotia guy, hammered right out of his mind, he's sitting there, and the big cat walks by, and he goes, "Oh, kitty!" And he grabs the cat's back leg.
Cat's smart.
Cats don't really like their back legs being
grabbed.
So the cat turns around, and you know how you ever see a cat swat something? Just go, "Baff!" Well, he swatted him and caught him in the face, but he has no claws.
Uh-huh.
So this is good. So he managed to keep his head.
But he took a full pad in the head.
He took a full pad in the head, and it knocked him totally unconscious. Like, bang, smack down. Out. Fucking gone. I mean, the booze was helping, but, I mean, smack. That's it. Your cat fucking cold cocked him.
So this glass jaw Joe got one punch from a cat? Sweet.
Pretty big fucking cat. But, yeah, I mean, why is it that they're all... Like, I understand that they're like, well, you can't have people... You know, having wild animals as pets, because then they say that, like, well, what if there's a trade and people start breeding raccoons and it becomes a real problem, blah, 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 blah. You know, I mean, we got a big enough problem with dogs and cats not being adopted, let alone we introduce more pets into the domestic strain to be, you know, abandoned and eventually electrocuted by the SPCA.
It's really hard to get those tigers.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry.
Are we having technical difficulty?
No, we just had
meow thing.
No. But it's really a bitch getting those tigers shoved those little cages in the SPCA. They don't like that too much.
But, you know, I decided
to start breeding tigers, and before I release them and sell them, I'm going to beat them senselessly. And then I'm just going to let them run and play with the children. Wait, hang on.
Did you feed them the BZ compound?
Yes.
Excellent.
Actually, I kind of dig this idea, but I'm getting to the point where I think probably the only way a species is going to fucking survive is if we decide to adopt it as a friggin' pet.
Some of them.
What I think we should do is we should all have kangaroos, those little tiny kangaroos, those ones that are like 2-3 feet tall.
Wallabies.
Wallabies. And then what we'll do is we'll put weights on them and feed them steroids. And then we'll have these little muscular wallabies, right? And then you put attachments on their feet. When they No, you put attachments to blades.
Ah.
Like, you know, those rooster fighting things? And then what you do is you get about 15 or 16 of them with a time-release parachute on their back, and then you build a catapult. And you wait till the next Republican convention, and you fire them into the Republican convention. Simply because no one will ever believe that wallabies hopped up on steroids, fired in by catapult, and airdropped into the Republican convention.
Wired on BZ compound.
Wired on BZ compound, you know, the war on drugs. The enemy strikes back. You know? Wow. Like, that would be just, like, I'd love that. Like, why don't we, you know, kill people with fish, you know, beat them to death with large fish or something, you know?
That's so
Sean,
funny.
Sean Kennedy, aspiring 007 enemy.
Sean, I'd be willing to sell my soul to Satan to see razor-tipped, BZ-controlled wallabies killing Republicans. Okay, I mean, I would.
Funny story. Oh, no. For those who don't know, I have a sister.
First, quick.
Oh, nice. This is what we're looking at right now. Is we're looking at a station wagon.
It's in the IRC, so people can.
It's in the IRC.
Is that destroyer or light cruiser class?
That I believe is that. I believe that goes into the carrier class. Yeah.
Doesn't have a length measurement, but
yeah, it's about probably about.
What is the
long.
Displacement?
That's
what
long.
Is its displacement?
What we're doing is we are building. Cult Shovel 1 is going to be right now. We've got it down to like a monster truck station wagon, which we are going to completely wire from beyond sight and sound and build, like, the engine 3 feet out of the hood.
1974 Ford Country Squire, fully loaded 400 V8.
With wood paneling on the side.
With wood paneling.
I'm kind of frightened by the look of it.
I actually saw something like this last Halloween, like when I was in Edmonton. Somebody was running up and down the street. A bunch of guys had this, like, huge-ass car, much like that, with, like, and they had, like, this huge water cannon on the top.
Oh, we're going to have a cannon,
and,
too.
And speakers, and they were, like, announcing. People would drive, like, we'll start walk, see this thing going by. I'm, like, on the sidewalk, you know, like, hundreds of other people. Like, what the hell is that? And it's like, it's our attack vehicle!
Well, we're going to have speakers, too, but they're going to be the noise-inducing vomit, the ones that, like, you can go, induce vomiting and stuff. And we're going to have a cannon, too.
Sean, brown noise. Brown noise.
Yeah. And that, I know where to get them.
Noise on South Park.
Oh, no, you can get the nausea-inducing ones. And then what you do is you have that, and you have a cannon, too. But what you have is you build an EMP pulse gun. So you can go to the next Rage Against the Machine concert, and when the cops get out of hand, you go, really? And you mix that with a baseline of, like, some Ministry, and, you know, there's cops all shitting themselves puking to, like, just
their
one
equipment works.
And, like, they cut a radio backup, and, like, all the power goes out, and we have, like, the laser display coming from the hood with a big Cult logo, and, you know, we start lobbing smoke, and we're all like, ah! You know, we have people running around with Rob Zombie sort of long extender arms, like, ah! Spraying the cops with, like, you know,
Tango.
Tippmann grenades loaded with DMSO and wicked hallucinogen, and the cops are going crazy, and they're running, and the theme music's there, and do you guys have a health
waffle
plan?
Waffle man!
The Waffler, Golden Crispy, back as a history. Yeah!
So, medic, administer some of your wonderful knockout subduing kind of drugs now.
So,
don't make me get
on to the news.
Well, actually, just to go a little bit further onto that Republican thing.
Okay.
I have a sister named Ginger Kennedy, and she has two amazingly beautiful young children, right? These two boys, who are great, Taylor and Kyle, right? But I hate children because they're loud, and they break shit all the time.
Sounds like you, Sean.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. I was just going to say.
Yeah, well, be that as it may.
Not in my house.
Not in my fucking house, right? So they're like, Uncle Sean, right? And my sister, because she knows that I hate kids and I hate, you know, just because they're young. Once they're about 10 or 12, that's cool because then they can join a cult and they can be useful. But up until that point, they're pretty much, you know, kind of useless. They just eat shit, make noise, break stuff, right? That's all they do. So what it is that in order to get me exposure to these kids, because Dark One likes kids, right? So in order to do this, she sneaks over. She, like, shows up at, like, 10 o'clock, like, And then the kids are there, and they go, Uncle Sean! Through the intercom, and I'm like, holy fuck. No. And they're like, can we come up, please? You know, and I'm like a big fucking pussy, so I'm like, okay. You know, and then they come up. So the first time they did it, I'm like, hi, guys! And I'm like beginning to learn how the game works now, right? So the first time they come up, now you must understand, Ginger is the anti-Sean. She is 7 years older than I am, and she's like, don't run in the house. You're not allowed to play guns. No plastic guns for the children, right? No violence. No knives, nothing. And then she goes over to my dad's place. My dad's like making them swords and machetes and shit. It's great. So yeah, so the kids will actually have like, you know, some kind of hope of semblance, but they don't, nothing violent. Oh my God, nothing violent.
Nothing says faith in your children. Like, don't allow them to see anything that might influence them because they're so stupid. they won't have any control. They'll all of a sudden become free.
I don't agree with it, but it's something that she does, and that's her. That's as a parent, you know, whatever. That's her call. So, but when she comes over to my house, surprises me and drops these kids in my lap. Ah, now it's on. See, the first time
education
she told me they were coming over, so I'm all cool. I load up Pod Racer, right? Star Wars Pod Racer. And this is the first video game they've ever seen. They've never seen a video game before. Pod Racer, pretty cool for a kid. Lots of action, lots of movement. They think that's the shit, right? Oh, yeah. Okay, no problem. The second time they show up, it's one of these surprise visits. I said, don't do this again, Ginger, when she comes in. And the kids are all, hi, look, Sean. We play, and I'm like, oh, hi. So I load up MechWarrior 3.
Oh, yes. This
so they go, they go from you know, running around and racing to, you know, the intro screen where it's, you know, war. And the guy's, ah, and he gets stepped on by the robots and rocketing people and shit. And she's like, got this look of horror, and the kid's loving it, eh? And he's like running around. He's got the AC-20s blowing off mech's legs, and they're like falling down, and he's shooting the mech, and he's got this wild-eyed expression, and he's shooting the mech on the ground. He's like, yeah, kill him, Taylor, kill him.
Ginger.
And Ginger's like, woo! And this warded her off for a good 3 months.
Woohoo! Yeah, figured it out.
And I was happy. She was happy. It was good. The kids were happy. It took 3 months for her to deprogram the kids. Right? So she shows up again. Now, what did I tell you?
Don't
at this point,
you.
I turn into Christopher Walken when she comes in, right? So the kids are there, and they become the weapon. Right? The kids are the weapon, because she can't say no with the children there. Right, so the first thing that happens, I'm like, hey, you guys want some Smarties?
Oh, yeah.
Get them all wired.
I got the Halloween pack going on, right? Of, like, the Smarties and shit. So I'm like, here you go, guys. And Adrian's like, but she can't say no either. Nobody can say shit, right?
Because the kids will go,
oh, yeah, it's the shit. And I'm like, here
the
you
kids
go,
will
kid.
Love Sean yeah. even yeah. more.
You know, than everyone else is
you
evil.
You don't want us to play with Uncle Sean, but we love Uncle Sean. It's like, I totally
why
have
are
it.
You oppressing us?
Education camp.
So it's like, all right. So then the kids are there, and I'm like feeding these fucking kids Smarties like it's, you know, going out of style. I'm like, hey, you want some sugar?
Here's a bag.
Have some sugar cubes.
Hey, try heroin. It's great.
I took some Jolt, and I mixed some sugar with it.
Children are now vibrating. So they get about high frequency. They're actually going through the wall.
So they get about two boxes of Smarties into them.
Oh,
oh,
man.
Now, these kids, to put this in perspective, one is 4, the other one's 5.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Two boxes of Smarties.
So they got a good yeah. go, right? And I don't have any pop, unfortunately, in the house.
Take a week
so I'm making
down.
That McCain concentrate, you know, juice, but I do that rave trick where instead of putting 3 cans in, you put 2 cans in. So the sugar concentrate of the fruit, like the fructose, is like rank. So I got the sucrose and the fructose going on.
There are
on.
No Smarties in the States?
I guess.
They're like,
people are like going Smarties?
They're like M&M's.
They're like yeah. M&M's, only with an S. Anyway, so...
You've never heard, when you eat your Smarties, you eat
it
the red one live?
It could be a
Canadian thing.
Canadian-only
product.
Really?
They come in more
weird.
Colors.
Anyway, so I get these kids, they're fucking hopped up on Smarties, so it's time to play some video games, right? And they're like, can we play Pod Racer games? And I said, I don't know. I've got another game. And they go... Really?
And those are a fortune, right?
No. I didn't have it. And I think I probably would have stopped that there. But I go,
yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. I said, I don't know if you guys can play. She goes, no, we can play. I don't know. It's pretty serious, you know. It's pretty serious.
Give me the fucking game, Uncle Sean.
So I'm like, all right.
They're tart little hard candies, they say.
So what I do is I load up Quake 2, right? They've never seen it, so I load up Quake 2.
You gave them Quake 2.
Oh, yeah. Because that's what me and Dark One are gaming on. So I sit them down, and they're watching me play Quake 2. Yeah, just Quake 2. So I'm running around. I'm like, right? And they're like, where are you? I said, I don't know. I'm in the mall. This is the mall? Yeah, it's an alien mall. What are you doing there? I'm looking for the bathroom. Right? And they're totally cluing into this because they've been to a mall. They know what malls are. Why are they shooting at you? They don't want me to go to the bathroom. Oh! So
they're
I'm like jumping
people.
Into rooms, right? And I got on the hard level. I'm like shooting guys and they're like, But every time I do it, I jump in. You know, you surprise six guys. They're all standing there and you got the chain gun. You jump down and you go, boom. And I go, morning! And I start shooting. Well, that's all they say for the next 15 minutes. They're like, morning! Morning! Every time they shoot. Good morning is now a killing word.
Good morning.
Good morning. Bye. Hi, guys. Good morning. That's all I can do not to swear, right? So my chosen swear word is now rats, right? Whenever I die. And they're like, don't look down, Uncle Sean. Don't look down. So they're running along and say, oh, there's the big dogs. You know those ones that like run and they get the tongue out of the top of their... And they drain your health. They're like, what's that? I'm like, they're mutant wolves from England because they do genetic testing over there. And they're like, oh, okay. And who are these guys? The guys with the big... who fire grenades at you and are trying to kill you and they're always chasing you. Who are those guys? I say, those are Republicans.
Wow.
And she's like, oh,
Mighty.
Mommy, the English wolves got Republicans. And I'm like, yeah, they do. Have some more Smarties. Yeah.
Mighty.
So I'm like, they're like running around and they're totally foaming at the mouth. Shoot him, Uncle Sean. Kill that Republican, Uncle Sean. Kill him. Kill Mommy, Uncle Sean's killing Republicans.
And they're just fucking
eating this shit up, man. They're eating it up, right? They're just like, oh. And then I ran through quick because I started on the first level. I got to the point where we actually got to the prison, you know, the prison complex where all the guys are like, kill me, you know. And I like, I better stop. Because they got like guys nailed to walls. They're being cut up with chainsaws and shit. And I'm just like, I could scare them, you know. Somehow deep inside, there's actually a moral conscience resembling something of a father somewhere in there. So I'm like, you know, I can only exploit these children as a weapon for so far. And then I say, you know what? They said, if I have some more warning next time, we can play Lego, and I'll play with my Lego Mindstorms, and we can build robots. But if you just show up with no notice, I'll show you Robotech, and next time we'll play Half-Life, okay? And I'll teach you all about how to strip and assemble MP5 and other automatic weapons.
Mommy, don't phone him.
Can we drop over to Uncle Sean's?
No.
You know, Adrian is, you know, browbeating me like Bruce Lee with a pair of nunchucks over in the
Hunter,
corner.
Hunter
right?
Orion wants you to babysit niece.
No, I don't babysit. If I babysit like more than one child, you'll get one less child back. So I'll kill one of the children right off the top in front of all the other children so they all know I'm
Respect.
Serious. So they all know I'm serious. Bang! If any
Who's
of you
in
little,
charge?
Any of you little bastards fuck with me, I'll kill you, just like I killed little Susie. Don't want to be like little Susie, do you?
What did Susie do?
Nothing. Not a goddamn thing.
You're
so
mean.
I'm a bad man. Now
she
go to bed.
She came in the room first.
She came in the room first. This is how you know never to go point to bed.
You go first.
So anyway, kids are like, kill your brother. He's smaller, you know. Why do you get to do this? Because I'm older. No, you get to do it because you're bigger, not because you're older. Oh, okay. You know. So anyway, no, but by the time they leave, right, they're leaving the house, right, and Ginger's like, you know, grasping at her eyes and shit like that, because I'm like, you know, totally got these kids. They're totally wigged by this point. I mean, shit, you could take an 80-year-old senior citizen, feed him two boxes of Smarties, a bunch of McCain's, and fucking play. Let me get him to play Quake, and he'll be like, God damn, I'm gonna go find me a hooker by the time he's leaving the apartment, okay? But he's like totally sweet. So they're leaving. I'm like, okay, kids, what did we learn today? And they look at me with big eyes. And I said, Republicans are bad. Yeah, Republicans are bad. And up they go. But wow. You know they're going to go home and talk to Dad. Dad, Sean taught us that Republicans are bad. And it's like, that's great. So that's
Ginger, the kids are never seeing your fucking brother again.
That's my quick babysitting story. So, sorry. Quick.
Okay.
Sorry.
Next week, you get next time they come by, if they have warning, they'll bring Lego Mindstorms to learn how to build their own giant mecha.
Well, that's
get them hooked first.
What we're going to do is we're going to watch Robotech, and then I'll bring out the Mindstorms.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Why are we building robots, Uncle Sean? Sweet. Because you can build a weapon that you can fire, jump 180 feet near in Battaloid and fire all 30 rounds before you land on your target. It's in the rules. You can do that. You'll understand when you're older. Sorry. Missouri fourth grader allegedly strip search for missing metal.
Oh, this is amazing. Yes, I read it.
Let me read that again.
Oh, no,
Missouri
class was, actually.
Fourth grader allegedly...
Graders.
Graders.
Graders. More than one of them.
All of them.
Class of them.
Class.
Whole class of them were strip searched.
Strip searched for missing metal. A principal in Adrian, Missouri, allegedly ordered a fourth grade children to strip to their underwear during a search for a missing war medal. Parents are seeking a reprimand. I'd be seeking a good zone of fire.
Humorous bone.
Yeah. What's that?
In retribution. Yeah. Give us his humerus. His left humerus.
Yes. The boys were told to strip to their underwear in front of Henriksen and a male coach, and the girls were patted down by a female teacher. All looking for a missing war medal that somebody brought to school.
After the medal was found, Henriksen apologized to students and bought them soft drinks. I think that's called a bribe.
Yes.
Let's just keep this between us.
Henriksen could not be reached for comment.
Yeah, because
he had gone missing because some parent had put him in a shallow fucking grave somewhere.
Because he'd gone into hiding?
Yeah.
It was found on the floor.
What?
The metal was they were playing on the floor.
Incidentally, this is why you don't send off valuable war medals with your fourth grade child for show and tell.
I'm going to explode.
Don't do it in here.
Run!
Flow through space and rain down over Missouri.
Wait for thin mint?
Exactly. Oh, fuck.
I love how you have this Death Star system of justice. you're brutal like that. You're just like, you fucking moron!
A
child was molested?
Destroy the planet! we'll get them!
In the system of Saul, wipe out Saul!
It can't be good.
Oh, goddamn ball of wax! and destroy their gods! Destroy everything of beauty! Destroy their poetry! Erase them from existence! Destroy all!
Well, John, you got to teach them a lesson.
The Borg wanted to assimilate them! Destroy the Borg! Destroy races that owe them money!
Destroys races that even imagined them.
Yeah, destroy races that wrote about things that had two arms and two legs. Like, what the fuck?
Okay, well, finally we're on the same boat here.
Yeah.
And it's sinking fast.
Consumer groups say digital divide puts millions in the U.S. at a disadvantage. Oh, this is going
to
be
nearly good. Half of those who responded to a recent nationwide survey said they did not have access to the internet at home. Of those who are disconnected, more than half don't have a clue what the internet is or how it could help them.
You can't be disconnected without having first been connected.
Unconnected? Was it an email survey?
An email survey.
They're just clueless. I don't know what the internet is.
Two advocacy groups said the statistics demonstrate the existence of a digital divide in the United States is likely to grow wider in the near future.
Go to the library.
What it means is that people that have a clue and can use a computer don't respond to junk mail.
Well, good try. Now, and I'd like to point out that
it is at about 50% right now.
They always do that, eh?
They tell you the statistics.
Yeah,
this scares the shit out of me. You know how they got like the headlines at the top of the page and then halfway down they have like another little segment they put in bold print? The thing they have in bold print is disconnected. No, go back up. Go back up the other one. Down one. There we go. It says disadvantaged and disenfranchised.
Disenfranchised.
Disenfranchised. I'm sure if I repeat this word over and over again, it will make sense to me. What does it say?
They cannot
shop as effectively or conveniently, are not offered attractive pricing plans, cannot gather information or contact public officials or other people as effectively, the report says. They become less effective consumers and citizens relative to their fellow citizens who have access.
This is their
Let
worry.
Let me read that again. Let me make this painfully clear. One sec. They become less effective consumers and citizens.
And citizens.
Consumers first.
And then citizens.
And citizens later as their relative fellow citizens or should I say consumers,
yes,
who have access.
America will go down in history.
So the answer is the answer.
Culture.
Why don't they get on the internet then? If they're so worried about being less effective,
they're not. See,
well,
maybe
all these. Well, we don't have 100% phone access in North America.
Pretty much.
Not everybody has a phone. Now, you're expecting everybody to have a, like, $2,000 computer at home? I don't fucking think so.
You don't need a $2,000.
But you need to spend damn near $1,000 to have, like, a computer and be able to go on the internet.
You can get a 46.
I can set you up for $50. You can be on the internet for $50.
Can Joe average? Does Joe average know?
They're not smart enough, though. That's the problem.
Do you think
smart enough, they just haven't
educated.
Year old
grandma, you know, to some person who's like, you got to look at the connectivity thing.
No one is stupid. All right, there is
wrong.
Okay, yeah, that's brutally wrong.
Statement.
Yes, absolutely. There are stupid people, but they're not stupid because they're not connected. There are people who are not educated to the internet. I'm sure I could go to Bora Bora, find the witch doctor there, explain to him the magic of the box, and he'd have the whole village doing a land before fucking nightfall. Okay? But the thing is that you'll sit there and you'll see, like, okay, first of all, there has to be interest and desire. If you have someone who's like 65, they garden and talk to their cat, they don't give a fuck about the internet. And there's like 40% of Americans aren't connected. 40% of Americans probably don't want to be fucking connected. Right? They're just doing their thing. How many seniors are there in America? In relative to the populace.
Exactly. And it's the whole, you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Well,
now, obviously, that's not true.
If they want to learn.
That's the point. They don't want to learn. They could care less.
They have no idea that there's stuff out there. They figure the internet is just something that pedophiles use to contact little kids and
You know what this comes down to, and this is not me just ranting off the top of my head. This is really...
You know all about
this,
it. Go ahead.
No, what this comes down to is whatever fucking focus group put this together is scared to death they're going to be losing some fucking customers.
Yes. Oh,
That's all this comes down
what
to.
What they should do, Coke and all the big corporate entities should get together and put some money together and let these people be good
God
consumers.
God damn it, the government should let these people have computers, because if they don't, we can't get their fucking money.
Hey, I've got a better idea. Why don't you take everybody that's homeless off the street, reintegrate them into society, give them jobs, give them all homes, that way there's your consumer base right there.
Actually, you know what?
I'm a little confused as to who is concerned that someone is a less effective consumer.
The report was concerned.
But what does that have to do with anything? What does being an effective consumer...
prices.
Do you know anyone...
Fuck them.
I don't know. I don't know anyone. But I don't use the internet to become an effective consumer. Like,
no.
What a...
Consumer,
I'm sure you can.
Buy anything on the internet.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, I buy on eBay, not from corporations.
I have purchased things on the internet. But I, in no way... rely on it at all. It's like a novelty to me, right? And I'm sure there are things where it's easier that way, but I've never done anything on the internet I couldn't do the normal old-fashioned way. I've never bought stuff. No.
Have you ever downloaded porn?
No.
Never.
Bing.
Well, you are a lying sack of shit.
No, sir.
Your nose is growing.
I've downloaded porn, I would just do without. It's the same thing with MP3s.
After tasting the forbidden fruit, you would not go rent a porn.
Oh, I would just draw a picture.
Well, probably not, because I'd be too embarrassed.
I guarantee I wouldn't rent a porn.
That's true. Even with the adults-only video catchy kind of 50 thing I got going on
It's
there?
The same thing as MP3s for me. I don't feel guilty about downloading MP3s, because if it wasn't for Napster, I'd just go without.
I would just not have the music. No, because I'd go out to Cult, and I'd say, Cult, we need free music, and we find a way to
okay,
steal.
But my point, I'm talking about me. I'm not talking about everyone else. I'm talking about me. If I didn't have Napster to download music and make CDs, I just wouldn't have CDs.
I wouldn't.
I'm not just talking about Napster. I'm talking about the fact that I can download MP3s, whether it's Napster or not. The fact that I could do that, if I could not get music off the internet,
right,
if the only outlet for me was to buy CDs, I wouldn't buy any more CDs. I would just go without.
I wouldn't buy any more CDs either. I'd simply buy them and then burn them and return them.
No, okay, I'm talking...
I am setting out the argument, and you're ignoring it.
I'm just being a tank, actually, is what the technical term is.
I think the term is returning the favor.
As the only Luddite here, I haven't had to really worry about that, because since I got my subscription to Chunky Asses with Cake.
Hey, I heard that
Fat
you got some
party hats.
Never mind.
Speaking of Luddite, let's talk about burning CDs.
These are Sean's rants, which I have. If you remember,
you burned a CD of my rant.
Oh my God!
No,
I'm suing you.
Once again, Uncle Zach.
My God, Lars Ulrich possessed my body.
Holding things up for our audience doesn't help them because they can't see.
Once again,
I'm talking
about four of them can't.
I don't care about anybody except for the people.
Do we not have the webcam?
It is four people.
I don't care about anybody except for those four people that are on the webcam.
And even if there's only four people, why not enhance the four people's
multimedia experience? Let's make Rant Radio a wow experience.
Oh, he's not making you have to see the CD. He's simply holding it up for those few that can see it so that they can see it.
What about the psychics?
He's using what he has.
What about psychics? Just people who
are absolutely
projecting.
They
don't need the internet.
They know what's going on already. They know the whole show before even it goes on.
Yeah, because didn't you just say?
Actually, this is an interesting
run it, medic. Did you just feel a shift in the energy in the room?
No, but I think somebody farted.
Don't go down that road.
Do you want to mention
no,
that?
No, I'm not going to mention that. I'll go and say.
I'll mention it. A few years back, me and Ronan Medic took a parapsychology class. There was actually one offered.
Oh, this would be fucking
really?
Yeah, there was. We went, we sat down, the first time we had bought like new fucking binders. We were like going, yeah, baby, yeah.
You know, like, the pencil.
Yeah,
you're all in there.
What do you think?
Did you show up wearing the black trench coats with the briefcases?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
No tinfoil.
No.
It should be mentioned for our listeners that I believe this was like a night school course at Kwantlen or something.
Yeah, it was
at the local community college.
Really?
But still, I mean, it was only
a parapsychology course. It's a ticket.
Hey,
you can frame
it. It's the first outside of, what was it, Berkeley and the University of Regina.
Yeah,
that's
the basically
place that teach it.
Now, it should also be understood that... that was pretty tricky. Thank God it's radio. it should also
like
be mentioned that just about everyone here is like got a boner for going Cthulhu busting, which is when you go out, you find haunted houses, you investigate, you find supernatural devices and creatures, and then kill them.
Haunted house clearing.
Just hang on a second. So anyhow,
if there is supernatural, if when you die you have the possibility of not going to hell or heaven and you just float in between, that's where I'm going to be.
Oh, yeah.
I don't appreciate you wanting to destroy me.
What if you're a good ghost?
As long as you hide. What am I going to do?
Thing.
Kill you?
Casper the Friendly
Ghost. No. I want to interact.
So anyhow, just
tough shit.
Nothing quite like C-fibula.
So me and Rian Marona Medic go to this course. We sit down, and this guy comes out, and the first night is kind of.
I'd like to point this out. As soon as the guy walks in, I lean over to Uncle Dak. And
he,
I just go, fruit bar.
He just went fruit bar.
Did he walk into the room, or did he, like, wave into the room?
No, he wasn't. He didn't.
Oh, you know that kind of combination, kind of half Henning, half Ravine feel? Except he's dressed kind of like he's walked right out of Berkeley.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Half Henning. The Henning part?
Yeah, so anyhow, he basically...
It was the hair.
He comes in, he sits down.
With the music.
He talks to us, and the first night is really boring for me and Rona Medic because we already know all this shit.
Yeah, these are guys, like, you guys have got... Well, actually, collectively, between Uncle Dak and myself, I think I've probably got, next to Uncle Dak, the largest occult library here.
And I have the largest occult library here.
Yeah. Well, not anymore because I've stolen most of your books.
Yeah, I know. I've
okay,
noticed
anyway.
That.
I'll bring it back. I promise.
I just borrow these, you fat fucking bastard.
So the second night, same thing, except for we did some stuff with what are those cards called?
Tarot cards?
No, not tarot cards.
Playing cards.
No, there's an actual type of
cards
you use for psychic...
recipe cards.
Oh, those. Oh, I know the ones with the circles and the stars and the
lines. Oh,
What the fuck are they called?
Telepathic.
ESP testing cards. There's a word for them. I can't remember the name of it right now. And
somebody,
so,
figure that out.
So that was actually kind of fun. We had
Kreskin
fun.
Kreskin card game.
So, yeah, we had fun the second night.
How well did you do?
Above par
of
guessing?
He,
I would have played poker with tarot cards and caused earthquakes.
Ronan Medic discovered that when it comes to receiving
karma cards,
when it comes to receiving, he is a nega psychic. He has absolutely no.
I'd be proud of that. I'd be like, yeah. Fuck you, Dracula. Try your ring mesmerization shit.
You're not getting to my head.
To you well,
head.
Hey, after the house I grew up in?
When it comes to sending, he's actually pretty good.
I can receive.
Really?
I can't receive bullshit, but I can fling it.
What, do you think I'm some sort of Jedi or something? I'm Jedi.
Zodiac cards?
No, that's not the name of them. But anyhow...
Psychic Pokemon cards?
Yeah, psychic Pokemon cards. So,
the new name, okay.
The third night we get on to...
My black mana.
We get...
I tap my mana. No, I have 15 Plagrats. Fuck you.
Zenner ESP cards?
Yeah, Zenner. I think they're called Zenner cards. That's right.
Josh K.
That sounds right.
Gargoyle Josh K. Imagine that.
So, the third night we're dealing with...
getting into the Halloween theme going on.
We're dealing with this guy.
Next week, Halloween.
Yes.
Halloween show.
What?
Kind after. There's one more.
Is there? Okay.
That's okay. The Halloween show will be doing the best of our Cthulhu busting and ghost stories. Carry on.
So anyhow, the third night, and this guy comes out. The third week. He's being a little lame.
Like little lame, like crutches, wheelchair lame?
No. Lame.
I wish you were that entertaining.
Yeah. Lame is in...
It's bad.
He's going into...
Iron Lung.
He's getting into the spiritual, kind of metaphysical-like...
He's going for...
It was a recruitment seminar, right?
Instead of actually trying to... I'm interested in, the MIT... studies on fucking probability that they've shown proves that there is something to psychic phenomena.
It should be noted at this time that Uncle Dak is not stupid. He does know that MIT does exist. He's also very educated. It's just he chooses not to embrace computers, which is amazing because he would be so fucking into it if he did. He'd be like, as soon as you're ready to join the dark side, you let me the fuck up.
I will. Okay, you'll be the first evil force I call.
Yeah. Please continue.
So, however, he stops. Now, there's a pause in the conversation. Have you ever had a conversation where everybody just got quiet at the same time?
That's usually when I say, let me the fuck out of here! That's usually when the priest is taking a breath.
Yeah,
usually when that happens,
every
year.
Every show about 8 o'clock?
About 8 o'clock. So he says something, and everybody's kind of like trying to figure out what he means, and me and Ronan Medic are more stunned as to what the fuck he said. And then he goes, did you all just feel that? Did you all just feel it was like a shift in the energy in the room?
Oh,
at which point,
God.
Which point, I look to him. Ronan Medic looks at me, and we both have a psychic flash at the exact same time, which was amazing. Which said, "Okay, this is it. The last night we're coming."
Yeah, I would have said, "That's it. I'm out of here."
Exactly.
Motherfucker, dip your ass in chocolate and sell yourself in the corner as a snack. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. You are.
Everybody else who wants to know something about gold, come to my fucking house.
That's the perfect opportunity to get your money. Where speak your mind and get out.
I'd have chewed that fucking guy a new asshole because there's people out there, who actually are psychic. Now, Sumerian is completely convinced, vehemently. I'm going to call you on this.
Go for it.
He's totally convinced, and we've had this conversation that you die, you're dead, that's it, game over. He does believe in psychic shit because it's explainable. You use your mind to channel energy.
We can't see radio waves.
So they exist.
So
it's a possibility.
They still exist.
But anything that's
maybe we can create radio waves in our head and you can receive them.
Psychic shit is cool, but the whole supernatural thing, like outworld entities, things from another dimension entering our world, any of that shit, no chance. None. You die, you're dead, that's it, game
over. I just want to test this one thing. Okay, Sumerian. You would say, however, that it is possible. It's just highly, highly unlikely.
Well, it depends on the definition.
Extremely improbable.
Depends on your definitions.
No.
Like,
what are we talking about? We're talking about the fact that it's like the whole no evidence for God is not evidence against God. I don't believe in God. I don't believe in psychic phenomena at all.
Yeah.
I don't believe in supernatural phenomena at all.
Oh, it could
happen.
But I
have to accept the fact... that it's possible.
It could happen.
Okay, but he's like the whole zombie thing. No way. He's
Private
not fighting on the zombie.
If we're going to have this conversation, I want to be in a hot tub again, okay?
Hello.
Whoa!
That sounds all
bad.
No, the story behind that is...
Don't go there.
A year and a half ago.
It was a year and a half ago.
It was a magical moment. Sure, keep it for yourselves.
No,
magic moment.
We have photos.
We have photos. We were...
It's on the net, actually.
We were drunk.
On our webpage.
Sitting in a hot tub.
Embracing each other.
New Year's Eve.
I wasn't drunk.
The
New
hand
Year's,
there.
New Year's Eve.
Jack's hand.
Embracing each other.
And we were arguing the existence of God. That's how drunk I was.
And the drunken, slobbering spit swap.
And I won.
kind of
you got to be on top?
His tongue caressing back nipples.
No, for him, that's on the bottom.
Okay, then. So,
what was our topic of conversation?
One thing you were mentioning magic cards, and it reminded me of my experiences with Sean Kennedy and games.
What games?
Games.
What games?
Whenever, in my experiences with Sean Kennedy and games, like
role-playing games.
Role-playing games are mostly like Magic and Battletech specifically. When Sean enters the Magic gaming, he looks at it, he thinks, what can I do that specializes and makes a disgusting deck that just destroys? And he was one of the first people that came up with, you know, the Plague Rat deck.
This was way back in the day. This is all Black Border stuff.
But the first time I encountered Sean in a gaming sense was at... I sort of knew Sean, but I didn't really know him. I knew him from Madhouse or something. But
comic book store.
But it was at the Battletech tournament.
It should be known that...
We're at the Battletech tournament. Sean has built a mech that has two hatchets. And... I'm doing really well.
I don't know how to break this to you, but I helped him come up with that.
Okay, that's fine. It doesn't matter. What I'm saying is this is so totally Sean Kennedy. To come into the tournament, I have a plan. My plan is to have two hatchets. I hit you. If I roll a 6, you're dead. That is my plan. And he runs up at me. I aim my autocannon 20 at him. It blows his head off. And the look on his face was...
Well, I was upset.
He was saddened. And I felt as though, you know, I'd ripped him off. Like, I felt like I'd scammed him harsh. And I won that tournament, of course, but...
No, it should be noted,
actually.
It should be noted, though, there was another guy... There's another guy who built... Yes, he did.
Oh, really?
There's another guy who built...
And then...
There's another guy who built a medium mech, I remember that, who had a medium mech, he had no skills in gunnery, and he put all his skill points in piloting, so he made the other guy move first, and all he would ever do is run around behind the guy with two hatchets and hack on him. And he was very successful until somebody kicked his ass, which I was very pleased with, because that was a really dank way to play. That was just bullshit. I'm like, what the fuck? I mean, all rule rates...
Yours was okay?
Well, no, I was attacking...
I didn't do the piloting
skill,
and
okay
I got killed, so
because,
I...
Because, like, there was one guy who we scrapped, and I would move... Like, I was a 100-ton mech that could move 4-6, right? But I'd always move 3-5 until they... And then all of a sudden, I'd jump 4, and they'd be like, what the fuck? Oh, you've been duping me! And then I, like, would close and kick their ass.
That's kind of geeky here. Come on.
What do you mean, geeky?
Fuck you!
Oh, my God!
Wait a second. Geeky, and you're involved with computers. Hang on.
I won
we
the
could talk about computers.
I won the battle.
What exactly do you mean, getting kinda?
No, it's a battle tech. A little too much in. Not everyone plays
all
that.
Oh, all right.
I'm actually envious because I never played this game.
Don't you oppress me, motherfucker!
Kettle pot. No, whole kettle pot.
We could talk about computers all day long because all of these people own computers.
I will back up Private Drexel's statements on Sean Kennedy's fucking competitiveness and ask that you relay the story about the wonderful dream you had about Ronan Sariet after a particularly brutal Magic game.
Ew.
I used to get... So, myself and Ronan Sariet used to play Magic, and Ronan Sariet...
You're not competitive.
Oh, not at all. And neither is Ronan Sariet. Ronan Sariet, who used to go downtown...
Second place is dead!
And, like, he would go downtown and play Street Fighter 2, and he had, like, you know, guys have punching bags set up in their garage? He had a Street Fighter 2 machine, because, like, his...
That was his thing.
His like, doctor...
I owned a Street Fighter 2 arcade upright game.
Game. So he would go downtown, and he would go into Richmond, which is, like, deep kung fu territory... And scrap these Asian 5-year-olds who didn't touch the joystick and won. Right?
Anymore, yeah.
And he'd win, right? This, you know. So it was very, very cool, but we both have a problem with losing. So we play Magic, and we play...
I don't have a problem with losing.
Not at all. Because I don't.
I just win.
And we
don't have a problem with you losing.
We got so pissed off with each other that I went home, and I had a dream that we were playing Magic, and I got up, and I leapt over the chair, and I grabbed him by the throat, and I began strangling him. And I was beating his head off of a linoleum floor. And there was that blood spatter occurring. And then I phoned him. I woke up, and I said... Ronan Sariot, I had a dream about you. And he was all quiet while I relayed the dream, and he's like, uh-huh. You know, I'm just kidding about all these games and shit. And I'm like, yeah, me too. It's like, so we decided we should probably stop gaming. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That would be Zerstor.
That would be Zerstor.
That's Shovel 1, an artist's rendition.
Amazing.
Artist's rendition of Shovel 1.
You should see some of his mech drawings.
Oh, yeah.
He does really cool mecha.
Really?
Yeah, Zerstor does amazing mecha. Very
so we're going to play another rant here.
Oh, okay.
I think once we get back from the other rant, yeah. I think I am going to tell my new
you
special
so,
improved
right?
Tales of the Loser Cruiser.
We're going to take a call first, actually.
Okay.
Who is it?
Hi, you're on Ram Radio. Who's this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Hi, Zombie.
I just got done watching Fight Club. You know, that's a kick-ass movie.
Is that the first time you've seen it?
No, actually three times. I went back to it and rented it again. You go through it and start pausing and see what all these little fake little images are.
Yeah, the subliminal images?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have to say one thing.
Did you
right.
see the the
baby.
Penis?
Right.
Did you see it clear?
She's out there. Hello, star baby.
Okay. This is not a forum, dude, so what did you want to call up for?
I really have no idea, but I'm making a big tag for you people.
A big what?
Tag.
Tag. You know,
oh, do it. Do it, and then, like...
But I have the wall and everything. I just have to sketch it, make it really perfect, and just put it right on there.
And take a photo!
That's what I'm going to do.
All right, buddy, say what the hell.
What the hell.
Right on.
And okay. With that, Bob had bitch tits.
Couldn't have guessed it was zombie.
All righty, let's spark it off here.
Okay, here's Sean Kennedy on Rant Radio.
I think I want to get out of this rat hole. I want to get online. I need it! A computer.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel. Shit's going on in the world right now. Everybody's fucking killing each other because if you're on my land, my grandfather killed your great-grandfather. My people came here 8,000 years ago, and your people only came here 7,000 years ago. This is my land. Get the fuck off my land. But you have people sitting there saying, well, I'm proud to be black. I'm black, and I'm proud of that. I'm proud to be black, and I'm proud to be Asian, and I'm proud to be white, and I'm proud to be this, and I'm proud to be that. We've been repressed for millions of years, and now we're going to seek vengeance upon those who were oppressed us, and you transgressed against my God, and we are God's chosen people in our territory and our land, and this is my Dr. Pepper bequeathed to me from the ancient times, and the old ones have the sea, and we were here, whoa, 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 okay, fuck all that, alright, it doesn't really matter anyway, really does it, fuck culture, man, it doesn't mean a fucking thing, did you choose to be born Asian, did you choose to be born black, did you choose to be born white, what the fuck is so great about that, you're a person, okay, you have an identity and a singular consciousness. Everyone's all like, well, I'm proud to be a member. Why? Why the fuck are you so proud? Because people who happen to look a little bit like you did some good stuff and you're going to try to ride on their coattails to a great streaming success and somehow this makes you a better fucking person? No, it doesn't mean shit. Borders do not mean a thing. Governments exist to keep the majority from the public property, okay? That's all it's there for. Don't buy into that fucking lie. Bunch of red lines drawn on a map. That doesn't mean shit. It's all about you as an individual. It doesn't mean, oh, well, I'm Israeli. I'm Iraqi, I'm fucking American. It doesn't mean shit, okay? Not a fucking thing. You happen to get born there, you had no say in the matter, you're proud of nothing, nothing. It's not worth a fucking thing. And just because you think you were born in some country somewhere, that doesn't give you the right to go fucking shooting people or blowing shit up or bringing on all this racial hatred. Fuck culture, man. Leave that all behind. Start fresh, start new. That's the only way we're ever gonna get some peace on this fucking planet is for people to clue in and figure out that it's not the way. Just let it fucking go. Let it go. Forgive each other and carry on. Let's move forward. Okay, there's a concept. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
You hear me now? I'll see you next week.
Sim just made that today.
Oh, mighty!
You know, I'm smiling and I'm laughing, and I have to say I'm very glad because yesterday, though nothing bad happened to me at work, I had a problem going to work and I had a problem coming home. And I got up today and I was pissed. You know my attitude I've had for the last couple of weeks where,
kill them all,
where I've been like, you know, like I think the planet should get hit by a giant fucking rock. After yesterday, my attitude changed to the point that I think the rock is too fucking good for the planet. Well, to give you what happened, I get on the bus, and the bus is like 10 minutes early getting there, and I'm like, hey, cool, you know, things are looking good. And there's this huge fucking hole in the bottom glass of the door. I'm wondering, what the fuck? And I get on the bus, and people are still talking. I kind of ask somebody, I said, what happened? He's going, oh, it was fucking ridiculous. He says, this guy... The bus pulls in, driver gets out, goes to use like their little bus driver washroom or whatever the fuck they've got there, and the guy's like, hey, let me on the bus. And he's like, the driver said something about, no, the bus isn't in service yet, I'll be back in a few minutes. So the guy, without any other instigation, kicks a hole in the fucking window. So the bus driver, needless to say, kind of like stunned for a second, apparently calls the cops. Cops show up. The guy is still waiting around because, you know, well, he's got to get on the bus. They bust him. Not only that, the guy is carrying speed. I didn't hear how many tablets.
It always works out that
way. Yeah, so, you know, okay, whatever. So he's a moron and everything.
If your license plates are expired, you've got 10 tons of cocaine in your trunk.
Yeah, exactly, right? So,
what are you doing?
You figure you've just done damage to city property. You know you're fucking...
I'm sorry, if I had 10 tons of cocaine in the trunk of my car, well, first of all, I'd have a car. Second of all, I'd probably have the cash to renew the license.
But they don't do it. Their headlights are out.
Not only that, but
their license plate's expired, and they're weaving over the road being drunk.
I'd buy your car.
And they get pulled over for that.
Any car that you can put 10 tons of anything in the trunk, I want to own.
Isn't that a class 5 trunk of holding?
Yeah.
So, let me just finish this, guys. Now, if this was the entire scent of the story, it'd be a pretty fucking boring story. But the problem is everybody on the bus seemed pissed. Now, I'm trying to figure out why they're all upset. And finally, after listening for a while and overhearing, I get the general impression that they're pissed, not at the guy who kicked the window, but at the bus driver. Because he called the police. He turned this into an incident. We had to wait. We're 15 minutes leaving the fucking station because this guy did his job. What an inconsiderate fuck!
Insignificant.
Have you rotting in the back of the bus 24 hours?
I'm like, okay, humanity is just a pile of shit.
So their inconvenience turned out to be a 10-minute convenience for you.
Yeah.
Because it was late.
Yeah, so instead of me having to wait another 10 minutes for the next bus, I caught a bus 10 minutes early. It's like, and these people, I can't fucking believe this. They're like all upset, and they're like, they're going on for the entire 30-minute bus ride about this fucking driver who had to, like, you know, well, fuck, he should have just let people on the goddamn bus.
Huh? Wow.
I'm trying to do the logic, and I'm not coming up to it because I have a quarter of a fucking brain cell in my head.
Oh, yeah.
Did you yell at them?
No.
No, I should have said something, but it's like, why? What the fuck's the point?
Do you want this person on the bus with you? Like, I remember being on a bus once, and the bus didn't stop because it was overflowed, and the guy who was at the bus stop, like, threw a rock at the bus. The bus is not going to stop for you now, fucker!
Oh, I think I'll stop for him. He really wants on.
So,
wait, where was my head?
Where's my head?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was you. You know, it's like, fuck. So, now, if that had just been the end of it, that would have just been like, oh, yeah, okay, humanity's stupid. Gee, I kind of think I already figured that part out.
Another tragic case of human stupidity.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, it gets better.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait.
Now, I'm working a graveyard. I have not worked a graveyard in 2 months. I've been working the evenings. I get through my entire shift, plus I have to wait an extra hour and a half for my boss to show up. I knew he was going to be late, so it was just something I had to deal with. So I go home. It's 9:30 in the fucking morning. I'm tired. I want to fucking get some sleep. I get on the SkyTrain. I fall asleep. Now, I'm awakened to a scream. This guy, it appears to be a domestic dispute, is physically dragging a woman off the SkyTrain. She's screaming, "Call the police! Call the police!" at the top of her fucking lungs. There are, around the entire SkyTrain, on every window, there is a yellow strip, which is a silent alarm. Jesus alone knows if they any fucking work, but there is a strip on every fucking window. And in at least one place in the fucking car of the SkyTrain, there is a button connected to an intercom that automatically calls somebody at a station. There's an entire trainload of people. I get up, I start moving towards where the guy and the woman are, but now I'm blocked because there's two people in my way. Why? No, not because they're getting up to help, but because they have physically moved out of this guy and this woman's way so that they won't get, you know, entangled in the scuffle in case she manages to drag herself near another human being.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time I get there, the fuck...
In case she starts getting beaten by this guy, they don't want to get... struck by any, you know
I don't get any blood spatter.
So the doors fucking close. I try to open them. The doors aren't opening. The train pulls out of the fucking station.
Ding, ding, ding.
I run back. I go to push the button. I've already, like, slapped a couple of the yellow strips. Nobody is fucking moving. Everybody's just sitting there. Except for the one of the people that moved out of the way. He looks like, "Oh, wow, man, I hit a move. This is, like, so ungun-." You're like, "Oh, wow." I run up to the fucking buzzer for the intercom. As I'm just about to push it, this woman says, "Oh, please don't. You'll just make us late." I pause because I'm fucking stunned. I literally stopped for a second before I push the button because I looked at her like, "You said words that made no fucking sense to me."
"Oh, God, I'm going to make you early for your funeral."
I pushed the button. SkyTrain, you know, the authorities' problem, and I'm like, "Yes, you just had what looked like a domestic dispute, man dragging a woman off at the last station." I'm like, "What station was this?" Nobody friggin' tells me. Excuse me, I to the woman who said, "Please don't, you'll just make us late." I went, "What station was that?" And she's like, "He's speaking, he's in conflict. Royal Oak, thank you. Royal Oak Station."
"I'll get back to choking you out later."
"Need to fix this problem first."
So,
reception's improved here.
So, two stations later,
"I find your lack of community service disturbing."
Exactly. So I get off the SkyTrain stops two stations later. Some SkyTrain security gets on. They're like, "What happened?" I like tell them. I give them a description of the male. I wasn't able to give them a description of the female because I just fucking woke up and my brain wasn't completely together when this shit went down. Nobody else. They ask, "Did anybody see what the woman looked like? Did anybody see anything?" Nobody. On a skyload train of people, we're talking there had to be 18 to 20 people on this fucking train, nobody would say anything.
"Can I get a witness?" "Guess not. Cricket, make my job a lot easier."
"Can anybody have a video camera?"
Bang! Bang! Bang!
Yeah, I kind of have a Vlad Tepes kind of thing. "One of the servants in my father's house betrayed him. So I'm going to impale all of them. Look, it's butler on a stick. It's maid on a stick."
So, Fräulein, and what is it that we shall talk about?
And these are probably the same people who whine. There's never a cop around and we need one when they get in the shit.
If
one of the other women on the SkyTrain was getting shoved around by her significant other, you can sure as hell bet she would want someone else to call.
This is where I believe in God. You see, God tasks you, Desmond, to go out
and be alert on these sentry shifts that he's put you on. You fell asleep on your watch. Now that's you feel bad about this. You feel bad. But this is why
your whole platoon will die.
No, but this is why it's bad, right? So what did he learn from this? You don't sleep on the SkyTrain.
I have to stay awake because I'm the only responsible human being on a train load of fucking people.
You're with cattle.
I'm sorry. Am I like insane or something? Sheeple. Because I think that you should like
sheeple mover.
you should actually bother to help your fellow citizen. I mean, I'll be honest. The quick glance I got at these two people, they were total white trash. But how the fuck does that mitigate, you know, the fact that this woman, she's screaming for fucking help while being dragged off by a guy who's bigger than her? Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't recognize her. I didn't realize she used to run one of the fucking camps. She must have fucking deserved it. How nice of everyone else onto the fucking train to know this and not to tell me. Fuck!
So, the bottom line here is that if you are somewhere and you happen to know whose bananas they are, then, that's basically God tasking you to kick the shit out of them. And that's okay. You know, it's okay. Because, I don't know, there's like moral laws. Now's a good time for us to talk about the right and wrong rant. Where's that?
It's queued up.
All right,
ready to go.
Let's put that on.
Okay. What? The right and wrong?
That's the third one. Have you done this before?
I shovel.
That's the fish?
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
Satan.
You know, people always go, what gives you the right to judge? What gives you the right to judge me? What gives you the right? Well, everybody's got the right to judge, okay? I'm sorry to inform you, but everybody makes judgments. Look out, you see things, you make a judgment call on it. It's a normal, natural, healthy thing, okay? It's fine to make a judgment. What's not fine is when you push your shit on other people. When people say, what gives you the right to judge? You shouldn't actually have to defend that. You say, well, I give me the fucking right to judge because I'm me. The correct question should be, what gives you the right to push your shit on other people? That's the key. But you gotta ask yourself, where are you getting your moral standards that you're judging from? Did you get them from a book? Did you get them from some 2,000-year-old book? Did you get them from knowledge and mileage? Did you get them from your life experiences? Is that where you're getting it from? Are you getting your judgments from what people have told you? What people have programmed you to say? Is that where you're getting your knowledge from? That's what you gotta think about. What gives you the right to judge? Sit back and ask yourself that. What gives you the right to judge? People come up to me and they say, Sean, what gives you the fucking right to judge these people? My name's Sean Kennedy. I fucking judge. Your name is something else that gives you the right to fucking judge. Everybody judges, okay? It's just something that happens. But what gives you the right to push your shit on other people? Is it because those people are victims and they need help? And that's what gives you the right? Is it the implied consent they give when a woman's crying rape that she needs fucking help? Does it have to be that blatant for you to act? That's the question you gotta ask yourself. What gives you the right to fucking judge? Make up your own mind. My name's Sean Kennedy and I am the fucking man. So we're back.
Sean judges, Rodent Syriot executes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty good.
Uncle Dak fell asleep at the switch.
Yep, I've got something fun here.
You got something fun there?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
So here's the phone number for everyone to dial. It's
1-800-888-3999.
This was a hit on all my gaming servers over the
National
past week.
National Discount Brokers. This call may be recorded and or monitored for quality assurance. For trading, press 1. Request a new account kit, press 2. For quotes, press 3. For customer service, press 4. If you are a NetLink stock benefit plan customer, press 5. If you know your party's extension, press 6 and then dial it. If you would like to hear a duck quack, press 7. To return to the main menu, press 8, or stay on the line for the next available customer service representative.
The fuck?
That's it. If then you'd they like, hang up on you.
If you'd like to hear a duck quack...
That's seven.
That's what we need more of.
This is a
people who record voicemail should have one of my rants. If you'd like to listen to Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, press 7.
Oh, okay.
Blink.
Maybe that's
or
what we can have with the Rant Radio 1-800 number.
That's right.
On the off days.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Somebody
dial 1-800
dial
Rant.
Somebody let somebody into the mix who had a sense of humor. Who the...
What's going on?
Somebody was asleep at the switch. Somebody slipped up in quality control because there's somebody out there who actually is, like,
See,
amused.
Uncle Dex.
Were
yeah.
you
asleep
on the switch?
Yes,
humor.
I was.
That's not quality. Yeah.
One of you little cubicle dwellers out there is outside the box.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That had What the fuck did that have to do with us making money?
The president never phones his own 1-800 number.
What if the employees thought a little too differently?
If anything, that little bit has lost that company a lot of money because people are going to be calling them and charging to
oh,
the
800
bill just to listen to a duck quack. I know I've done it at least
What company
times.
Is it?
But I told
lots of people
on all my gaming servers, and they all called it.
What is,
it's on my webpage.
Yeah, they also. That's also an advertising thing, though.
Oh, it's a huge marketing scam. Yeah.
It's a huge marketing thing, so they're getting a lot of press for it, is what
that's
they're doing.
Great.
But if you're not weak minded, you'll just press 7 and hang up.
Who was it?
I could not tell you who.
I can't remember.
We're not going to talk about who it is because we don't fucking care. We just know it was a duck quack.
It was a duck quacking on a 1-800 number.
I'm halfway tempted to have, like. I can't bring myself to make one of those 1-900-977 kind of numbers, you know?
No.
It's like $1.99 a minute, you know? And I could, like, put shit on there.
Corey line.
What's that? Have a
Corey line.
The Corey line?
That's from Simpsons.
The Simpsons. That was hysterical.
What is
Where
the Corey
Lisa's
line?
Addicted to the 1-900 number. I like breakfast
and
walking
stuff.
In the rain and stuff, and she's addicted to this phone line. It's like a teen heartthrob.
It's the New Kids on the Block did that back in the day too. It's like the sort of teen heartthrobs will do this. They'll have like these 1-900 numbers. They charge like, you know, $5.99 for the first minute. You have to have told your parents about this. Oh, sure. And it's basically, you know, you get to hear interesting factoids about the band.
And
they like milkshakes. They're going
fluffy.
To be on tour next April 1999. Oh, that's good.
Thank you for calling the New Kids Hot line.
That's like those goddamn phone sex lines. You ever had to phone those fucking things? I'm not sure.
No.
I phoned those things lots when I was in the Army. I'd get drunk and I'd use the phone sex lines. You're goddamn straight. And they'd be like, you're just seconds away from intimacy, la 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 la. It's 5 fucking minutes before you get one even remotely half-assed recorded
story. Maze, eh?
You crawl through this goddamn phone line, man. You think the tech support buttons are bad? Try a phone sex line sometime. Most expensive date I ever had in my life. I got all liquored up. I'm fucking single. I'm horny. I fall asleep. I wake up. There's a nothing but skin mags all over the floor. I'm naked. I got one hand wrapped around my cock. I haven't even blown a load yet. I look down. I'm like, holy shit, there's some woman on the phone freaking out. And I'm like, what's going on? She's not saying anything because she's recording. I hang up the phone. 10 minutes later, I'm like, oh my God, I was unconscious. That's a $700 phone bill I had to pay.
I'm changing my name.
And then you notice that your door was open, and you seem to remember
a lot of
flashes.
This is the Army barracks. That's nothing. I've walked by like 4 guys tag-teaming one chick with the door open in Army barracks. It's all bad. All bad. You know,
that's
at that stage,
much.
You're just like, oh, God. Hey, I'll put you in the Kingdom of Void, okay, for 3 fucking years at minus 50 and see how well you do.
Oh, I'd stay warm for about the first 12 hours as I burn the base.
No. Be like the end of The Thing, okay?
You don't want to do that because it's all there is to look at out there.
Oh, my God.
You don't understand. I brought my watch so I can walk home.
It's
the fires up
prairie.
The fires have got the temperatures up all over the base. We should be okay till the morning.
People are probably imagining,
no, you'd
oh my
be
God,
surprised.
I can't
there's a lot to burn. It probably lasts for days. So you use the smoke signal and just walk. As long as you can see the column of smoke, you can at least get a couple hours away.
Well, yeah. You should be able to see that column of smoke for about 3 weeks.
Perfect. There's your point of reference.
Yeah. In any case.
Hey, you want to do Tales from the Street?
Sure.
Are you ready to
do
that?
Street.
Okay, here it goes.
Picking him up with a squeegee, it's Roy
gentlemen, batten down your hatches and lock your doors. It's Ron and Mike's time once more for Tales from the Street. Tonight's episode happens to be titled Goof Off, More Than a Way of Life. Yes, as it turns out, once again, I get called to a very joyous place that a lot of people refer to as Pallet Jack Indy. Yes, this place is a walking monstrosity when it comes to safety damage and all the rest of that good stuff that happens. Yes, yes, it's true. What happens today? Well, as it turns out, relatively new gentleman comes in. Of course, of the upper brain echelon of the pack that happens to be here.
Does that say much?
Oh, yes. he's just above Kumquat, just below Turnip.
Uh-huh.
Yes, yes, it's true. This gentleman happens to hurt his back about a week earlier, and he's placed on light duties, a.k.a. he pushes a broom, he drives stuff around, he mops up, he gets to clean the bathrooms. Mm. A very joyous type of thing. So he gets assigned the joys of removing all the graffiti that happens to be inside this 1.2 million square foot warehouse.
There's graffiti inside the warehouse?
In the warehouse, in the bathrooms, under the
gum under the desk.
Yes, pretty
all
much.
That.
Gives you a hobby.
Oh, it gives him a hobby, have too. Yeah. So they give him this lovely stuff called Goof Off, yes? Goof Off is this reasonably toxic cleaning substance that comes in a can. Yes, what it does is it leaves the paint intact but removes all the ink.
Wow.
It's quite ingenious. It's a shame it's, like I said, fairly toxic. And, of course, it comes in a spray can and possibly wintergreen for flavoring.
Makes a great drink mix.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, apparently, yes. So this gentleman goes around, and, you know, he's actually, I'll give the guy credit, he was smart enough to actually wear rubber gloves. Great. Good call. So he goes around, and he starts spraying and spraying and spraying. And he keeps spraying and keeps spraying. And eventually gets into this one little tiny area, which happens, you know, the equivalent of a wood and plywood and small contained internal pocket, I guess rocket is the way, as you Army guys call it. As in, like, portable, effectively a portable potty, except it's built right in the middle of...
Blue Rocket!
Blue Rocket, thank you.
Blue Rocket?
Blue Rockets!
Yes, these little Blue Rockets.
Porta potties, porta potties.
Oh, Blue Rockets! Get it right!
Yes, Johnny on
the spot. Lots of fuel in there.
Oh, absolutely. So what does he do? He goes, oh, look, there's graffiti in here. Oh, goes inside, and he starts spraying it. And spraying and spraying and spraying. The door, he's like, oh, there's stuff on the other door. So he closes the door. And starts spraying and spraying and spraying. Starts wiping the stuff down.
No.
Starts wiping the stuff down. Next thing you know, this poor particular gentleman has a little bit of a rough time breathing. And he kind of stumbles out the door. And he's starting to feel this kind of itching on his fingers and his face and all the rest of that. He's got this really nasty irritation in his eyes and his ears. It's just getting worse and worse and worse. And, of course, he's got his rubber gloves on, so, of course, he's smearing everything as he's trying to, like, oh, this is bad.
My eyes.
It's on my eyes. It's on my eyes. So this is when we get the joyous call of dealing with this gentleman. By the time he finally started, like, whoever was first responding with him didn't have a real fucking clue of, like, hey, let's get this guy under a shower and start bathing him. No. They get the brilliant idea of, well, let's go, call an ambulance. Great idea. Good call. And they left him there. By the time, you know, certain people kind of start arriving, no, he's having a hard time breathing. Surprise, surprise. He's screaming, I can't see, I can't see. And we can see this is pool of blood.
What has happened,
the chemical reaction that happened has quite literally eaten the top layer, at least a good portion of the top layer of his eyes, and there's blood pouring from his eyes.
Oh, my God.
And at this point, you liberally administered the 9mm to the back of his head.
This would have been a kindness.
Yeah. It's like, oh, fuck you, bang!
No, unfortunately, my professionalism forces me to try to save you.
I'm supposed to save him.
So we get him under the hose and all the rest of that stuff. We put cotton pads over the eyes and the whole nine yards. As blood continues to now start to, as we finish dealing with the eyes, kind of, now blood starts to kind of come from the ears.
Oh, my God.
You feel dumb.
Okay. The girl on the left just got most disgusted by the blood coming from the ears. I didn't see that reaction when he said, blood was pouring from his eye.
Oh, no, it was
the
there.
Ears?
Trust me, it was there.
It just it, she has a certain refreshing level, and the ears just topped it.
And this guy wasn't our regional finalist for the Darwin Awards that year because...
Because he survived.
Because he was just following orders.
I had something like that at the hospital.
Why do we get these awful stories every week?
Why do we get these awful stories every week?
This is why you tune
because
in.
Because you love them.
You have to take the good with the bad.
Who is that from?
We're required by the CRTC to provide this content.
Well, imagine.
It's Canadian content.
What a bunch of sick 30%. Bastards everybody is, eh? They all tune in. They're like, oh, God, that's disgusting. He nailed his own child to a wall and then lit himself on fire. Next week, they're right back there.
Oh, yeah.
Gross hospital stories, please. Oh, yeah.
Please, no, we love
it. Oh, God, oh, this is horrible. Oh, God. I can't wait for next week's show.
I have somebody almost as dumb. We have... Oh, wow.
Is it done?
No, we're not done yet. Wait for your intro.
It's all but effectively done as we cart this guy off, and it's just... It's one of those things of like, wow.
You know what I would have done? I would have lit him on fire. Goof off burns like a motherfucker. Fuck you, asshole!
Oh, that wouldn't have just classic.
Non-bedside manner man.
Well, this is one of my, I guess you'd say, one of my more serious stories of actually, you know, lighting children on fire and having them, like, explode with gas mains. So this is one of the better ones there, as requested.
Gas, yeah.
Yeah, gas was last time. And one last little light note that I'm going to add. That's a little bit of a pet peeve.
That was so humorous.
Eventually the humorous came through,
you know.
Oh, yeah, the humorous came through.
You got a laugh.
Yeah.
And then he started bleeding from the ears.
By the way, that's only a Ronin joke.
And I said, buddy, don't sneeze. You'll blow your brains out. Okay.
Wow. One last little thing I wanted to add. It's a little bit of a concern that's going on, at least locally. A local hospital here, one of the formerly most respected trauma centers here in North America, is all but shutting itself down. And the latest trend, it appears that, one particular young man was booting around on a motorcycle and got wiped out. And lo and behold, he has severe spinal injuries. So what do? They load him into an ambulance and take him to the best trauma center that's available, Vancouver General. Yes, of course. What happens? Oh, no, I'm sorry, we don't have enough beds, and, because the equipment we have is not exactly the greatest, we're refusing to take him. So they have to haul him...
To another hospital.
They have to haul him to Royal Columbian.
How about haul somebody else?
Just wait for it.
It gets better.
Wait for it. So they haul him to Royal
Columbian. They haul him to Royal Columbian, another major trauma center here, and says, we don't have the equipment for it. Why is he here? He should be in Vancouver General. Well, Vancouver General refused him.
Well, we're not going to take him.
Well, we can't take him. We can't treat this injury. So what do? They have to medevac him to Seattle.
Wait. Three hospitals.
The initial one they sent him to refused. Okay. Then they sent him to Vancouver General.
Right.
Then Vancouver General refused him and sent him to Royal Columbian.
The first hospital that refused him was right to do so because they were not equipped. So they stabilized
Same
him.
Same with the third.
They transferred him to VGH. VGH should not have refused him. They did. And when they sent him to Royal Columbian should have had to accept him.
Yeah.
They then refused
because... But they don't have the equipment that...
Doesn't matter. Try your best.
Yeah, exactly.
Effectively.
You have more than this fucking ambulance stuff.
Absolutely.
Actually, I heard another similar one to that where there was an elderly woman who suffered a spinal injury in New West and similar situation. They couldn't take her to Royal Columbian and stuff. And they eventually also ended up shipping her to Seattle.
Yes. That one was driven, the other one was flown.
She spent 3 days waiting for a hospital bed in Canada before they shipped her off, though. That was the icing on the cake, was they had her sitting there in a hallway with severe spinal injuries, sitting there waiting.
Fuck that. I've got a spinal injury. I'm not being driven anywhere. I'm fucking flying now, or I believe in private health care, a.k.a. Ronin.
No, this guy had this motorcycle accident.
His spleen was ruptured.
Yeah, his spleen was ruptured. There was spinal damage.
There was something also. There was something
was
to his stomach, too.
Yeah.
Perforated stomach.
If I had a buddy of mine, now, this is me now. This is only my own private opinion. This is not anybody else.
I think I share yours, only mine's a little more extreme.
But if a buddy of mine
if a buddy of mine, and like...
If a bloodied buddy of mine.
If a bloodied up buddy of mine, and I'm like, okay, this guy's had an accident, he's going to die. Okay, I've had enough medical training that I know when someone is going to die, all right? And they're like, oh, we can't take him. If we go to another hospital, my buddy is going to die. Well, we can't treat him here. At that point, I take a hostage. Clack, I will cut this bitch's head off unless you treat my friend right now. You're going to jail.
I'll trade a life for a life. No problem.
I'll do it right fucking now. And bottom line, will I go to jail? Happily. Here's my knife. Thank you very much. Click, click. Goodbye. But 5 to 10 years later, I'll see my buddy on the outside.
At least you better, unless of course...
Because that's fucking bullshit, man. Holy cow. I mean, as people got to take hostages now in order to get fucking medical treatment?
Only here in Vancouver.
Only here in Vancouver.
Only here in Vancouver. Formerly one of the best trauma centers in North America.
We used to have one of the best in North America, except for like some inner urban cities where they're used to gunshot traumas more often. But for general fucking accidents, we had...
We had in the top five.
What
top
the hell
10.
Happened in the last, like, year?
Oh, you want...
The NDP.
Oh, I guess...
Shouldn't we kind of maybe be lobbying for smarter people?
So they don't have these stupid motorbike accidents and you know,
shit happens.
Wiping their
exactly.
eyes with...
Shit happens. Everybody...
No, I agree.
You could have Mario Andretti out there. He gets cut off by a little Civic, and next thing you know, he's in the ditch, rolled over.
Or a
time,
drunk.
Bleeding.
Whatever. The guy could be totally in his right. Some drunk fucking smacks him.
Same thing, though. There is preference
to
people that get put in there,
as much as I like to see, you know, the terminally stupid removed from the planet, you know, I'm sorry, even if the guy wasn't in his right, there's a basic concept of emergency fucking services, which I think, you know, basic medical, you know, assistance fucking covers. Oh, I'm sorry, this guy's going to be a little too expensive for our fucking operating budget. Sorry, send him someplace else.
But I suppose it's in some respects, at least when you have Blue Cross, you're treated.
Fuck.
Wow. You know, so much for socialist, like, medicine.
That's
so much...
Yeah,
you know,
it's like the NDP would be great if they actually...
followed their guidelines?
If they actually lived up to their party platforms.
Yeah. Fuck.
Do you have a gross hospital?
Yes, I have a follow-up to him, and I have a gross hospital story.
Oh, really? Okay, you want to play the intro for the whole thing?
Sure.
Okay.
Pull up a chair and grab a loved one. It's time once again for gross hospital stories with your old Uncle Dak on Rant Radio.
Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio.
Okay, hi there. It's your old Uncle Dak. Come on up. Sit up here on my knee.
Oh, no.
No,
little girl. You're dirty.
Bad touch.
Point two on the monkey where Uncle Dak touched you.
Why is he pointing to the fecal matter?
The monkey doesn't have enough spots.
Wait a second. You got a monkey?
Yes, a bucket monkey.
bucket monkey. Well, anyhow.
See last show.
In case I didn't mention it, I spent, let's see.
He still doesn't know, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a TV thing again.
He's counting his fingers in a very provocative way.
Carry the two.
Try. Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah. 5 years.
How long?
I think 5 years.
This is getting really old.
Shut up. They like it. Do you like it out there, that 5 years thing? Tell us.
Yeah. Actually, yes. Please do tell us if you like that 5 years thing.
So anyhow, in that time, I saw many gross and disgusting things.
Sean, it's kind of like a Rocky Horror type thing, you know. It's expected.
It doesn't matter. We start throwing toast.
Excellent. We start throwing toast.
Hey, go, if it's buttered, go.
and wearing lingerie.
So anyhow,
I don't want to see his Frankenfurter.
To follow up Ronan Medic's story, we had a guy come in.
Two no's, tons of yeses.
We had this guy was burned. He was blistered over his entire exposed body, his upper chest, his hands, his arms, his face. His eyes were closed from the blisters.
Ow.
He's bleeding from his nose and his mouth. He's coughing. They're trying to suppress the coughs.
Don't drink the goof off.
Close. He's a cleaner.
Put a Mr. Yuck symbol on
he
the
is
goof off.
Not, he's just started his job. He has just come from another country. He doesn't really know what he's doing. This guy is like got a job as a cleaner. So he's cleaning a bathroom. So what does he do?
Windex tastes bad no matter what country you're in. Come on!
Well, first of all, he's supposed to clean
everything. Minty fresh.
He's supposed to clean everything with ammonia. So he cleans the entire room with ammonia. And he's supposed to pour bleach into the toilet. Well, he does. Well, he figures, I'll clean the bathroom with the bleach, too. So he cleans the bathroom with the bleach. So, by the way, in case you didn't know, when you mix chlorine and bleach together...
Bleach and ammonia equals...
Chlorine gas. So
this
guy...
This is the stuff that killed
gas?
People in this, World War
gas.
One.
This guy was mustard gassed.
Self-inflicted.
Chargeable offense.
This is why they warn you on all bleach and all ammonia bottles not to mix
which would,
bleach and
which
ammonia.
Probably he
this
would.
Is why you don't. This is why also incidentally why you don't pee in a toilet full of bleach.
what not to do at a supermarket? You put on the ammonia. Works great with bleach for extra cleaning power. Little stickers.
So this guy apparently was in the bathroom. Started coughing, went to go out, slipped, hit his head, knocked himself unconscious. Somebody outside of the room started to smell something. They opened the door, and this guy has been laying in the fumes for over 30 minutes.
Lung
fuck! Wow.
Testament
to the guy.
He was coughing up bits of his fucking lung.
Bucket cleaner.
You would be.
Yeah, you would be.
From what I understand is he lost. They managed to save his life. However, his lungs are permanently fucked.
No kidding.
He lost one eye, and he lost one eardrum.
Oh my God!
Oh yeah,
that's
pretty
nasty.
We had this guy. This guy was.
I'd call that getting off lightly.
Yeah, this guy. Well, the thing is,
easier to be dead.
If this guy was an idiot, I would accept it. The fact is, this guy did not know how to read English. That was his
crime.
Fucking crime. He had no idea. He didn't know how to read English. As soon as he smelled the shit, he wanted to leave. He tried. He slipped, and he basically was unlucky.
And the thing is, you know, his fucking boss, somebody out there was saying, "Oh, we want it cleaned with bleach, and we want it cleaned with ammonia." Duh.
Look, come on, give the guy a break. Sure, he might not know English, but how many people stop to read the fucking labels anyway?
Exactly, but, I mean, I don't. As far as I'm concerned, the boss should have been fucking charged, but he never was.
To be fair, when I was in basic, they gave us a whole bunch of fucking military-grade cleaners, and I did exactly the same thing. We mixed a whole bunch of cleaners in a bucket, and
my dad's done that, too.
I mean, a lot of
people... had to go to the hospital.
It happens all the time. Like, they sit there, and you get a whiff of the shit, you're outside, you're fucking barking your lungs up, right?
Yep.
And, I mean, same scenario. I could have just as easily slipped and brained myself, right?
Now, that was okay. That was my follow up to Ronan Medic. Now my story. This is what I like to call a medical conundrum.
Oh, these are good.
This is up at Mount St. Joseph's. I'm up there. We have this fellow come in from the Philippines. Doesn't speak a word of English. The weirdest fucking thing is happening to this guy. He has a number of holes of open sores and wounds that are appearing on his hand. He also has a wound down on his side that's opened, and he has internal bleeding. Plus, not only that, his gums are receding, and he's bleeding from his teeth.
This is good.
They're trying to figure out what's wrong. Now, they're looking at it, and at first they're wondering if these are stab wounds, and it's not. And they're looking, and they're going, wait a second. These are old, old scar tissue. They're old cuts that have reopened and are bleeding on this guy.
Hmm.
What the fuck is going on here? Well, the doctor has no fucking idea. He's going to ship this guy out to Royal Columbian because he thinks he's got some sort of fucking foreign disease. You know, next thing we know, like his own little version of hemorrhagic fever or some shit.
Always pleasant also.
Other doctor comes in. She takes one look at this. She smiles. She tells him what's going on here. Boys and girls, welcome to the 21st century, but we are looking at a case of scurvy.
Whoa.
Scurvy causes the collagen, which is what wounds.
Eat your fruit.
All your old scars are actually made up of. The bumps that you see from a scar is because of these little fibers that your body produces. It's called collagen.
Yeah.
The collagen binds the tissue together and holds it.
Yeah.
During scurvy, your body is reabsorbing as much nutrients as it can, and the collagen breaks down.
Can you get rid of scars?
Well, no. The scars come back. They're going to be even worse. So what's happened is all the old previous cuts this guy's ever had in his life have opened up. But the worst part was the fact that he had had his appendix out. So the wound, including the stitches that they did to the internal intestine, have opened up, and he's bleeding pretty fucking profusely internally.
Was this guy circumcised?
I have no idea, but apparently we weren't. I didn't notice any wounds from there when they had him in emergency. Yeah.
But that's the thing is like collagen is like it's a part of your tissue. It's also composes a very large component of your gums, which is why the guy's gums were receding and bleeding. This kids is why you eat your oranges.
Yeah. This is why you at least drink your Tang.
Yeah, drink your Tang. Yeah, it may taste like shit, but fucking go for it.
Quick, nasty.
Can you imagine trying to absorb nice acidic ascorbic acid vitamin C with your fucking gums bleeding?
Oh!
Too late.
I do it.
Too not so late.
I do it. I chew up oranges. You scurvy piece of shit.
Anyway. So, yeah, 21st century, guy is literally off the friggin' plane, and he is now suffering. He's been here maybe a week.
Was he a pirate?
No. And he is suffering from scurvy.
Jeez.
It's the 21st fucking century. You figure certain diseases like this would be gone.
It's not a disease. It's a nutritional deficiency, and people fucking still don't know all this stuff.
I know, but
right.
I mean, I'm sure there's lots of other nutrients that people wouldn't know the what it looks like.
Wait,
somebody has this.
Hey, Sean, is it time for Ask a Ronin?
Actually, we're going to play a tune thing.
Okay.
Are we playing a tune thing now, and then we're going to Ask a Ronin?
No,
we're not playing a tune.
What are we playing?
I don't know. I thought somebody sent you something.
Not yet.
I thought you
still getting it.
Are you still getting it?
It's a secret.
All right, time for Ask a Ronin.
With Ronin Sariette.
Okay, time for the
impromptu theme.
Time for the Ronin Sariette intro. That's the covert off.
I don't know.
Be all.
That's the sound of a body being dragged away.
That's the Ask a Ronin. All right.
Wow. We need to work on that.
So what do you have for me this week, Sean?
Well,
I'll take it to the studio cleanup.
Well, we see Ashley, 16, from NMUSA, wherever the fuck that is.
New Mexico.
Right? New Mexico.
Yep. Well, I just started high school a couple of months ago, and I didn't have many friends the year before. When I came here, I almost instantly got along with the people I met, and I'm much happier. The problem is, they all talk to me at school, but consider themselves my friends, but no one invites me anywhere or asks me to do anything. There have been a few guys who asked for my number. They all either never called or we hung out and they just tried to get into my pants. I'm incredibly lonely and need advice. Please help.
I understand this problem completely. There's a lot of pressures that come on to teenagers nowadays. First and foremost, and the most important thing, you have to watch your breathing, okay? That is critical to shot follow through. Breathe, take your standard 5 breaths, hold on the 5th, squeeze on the 6th, okay? And when you pull the trigger, don't jerk it. Pull it all the way back, and then release. It makes those follow-up shots much, much easier. Also, make sure you get a good two-handed cup and saucer grip on the pistol if you're using one. Line up your sights properly. Or, if you have the opportunity shooting from a prone position, brace your body at least 3 points.
Okay.
Good advice.
Dear Ronin Medic.
No,
Ronin Medic.
I'm always getting these Ronins fucked up, you know? Sorry.
Ronin Sariette, the first medic!
Wait!
Wow, was that ever wrong?
My God, it's catching!
It's easy to do.
It's easy to do. Dear Ronin Sariette.
This is your old Uncle Medic saying.
Don't start.
You will be quiet now. Okay.
Silence!
Red 5, the
Dear
vomit.
Ronin Sariette.
Because we are all interchangeable. Let him finish.
I'll fucking kill somebody.
My name is Brian, and I'm 19 years old. I have just recently come to the realization that I may be bisexual. This past weekend, I was at a party and I met this guy, a friend of a friend. As the night went, we got talking. Before I knew it, we were on the couch together. That's not so bad, but my problem is now that 2 days later, he's asking me for a serious relationship and even moving back into town for me. So far, I really haven't had the heart to tell him that this has gone extremely fast and I'm really not ready for such a commitment. On top of all that, I'm still not ready to reveal my sexuality yet. I'm still young, and I may change my mind. This guy is very open about his sexuality, and I'm scared that by us actually having a relationship, I'll be forced out even though I'm not sure of what I want. Please help me. I feel like I'm in the fast lane, and no one will ever let me over.
Next letter.
Okay. Dear Ronan Sarriott, I've been dating the same guy for 9 years. We're both early 20s. We were both early 20s when we met one another, and at first didn't really even like each other too much. Holy fucking spelling errors, Batman. We started to date seriously several months later. We both were pretty insecure with the relationship, especially him since he came from a divorced family and his mother rarely let him see his father. If he would ask to visit him, she would ground him, call him names, and send him to his room. Mind you, this is a man who has a somewhat good relationship with his father. He hardly sees or talks to his mother. He and his father live in the same city, and his mother lives 200 miles away. His father remarried and has 2 daughters, who are 5 and 10 years younger than him, and he gets along well with his stepmother. He and I are both professionals and have done a lot of growing up. The problem is that I'm having now is we are engaged to be married in a couple of months, but he seems to avoid involvement in wedding arrangement. He asked me to marry him, yet he has a difficult time talking marriage. I really believe that his mother has affected him in a way that makes him terrified of marriage. I know he doesn't want to lose me, and I feel leery of making these plans without his input. I have asked him several times to do certain things pertaining to the wedding, like asking his friends whom he wants at the wedding, talking to his dad about a rehearsal dinner. He says he'll do it, but he hasn't done it as of yet. He has expressed to me in the past that once he gets married, it will be for life. He would never want to follow in his parents' footsteps. I've told him that I blame his mother for never really teaching him how to have a good relationship or how to treat a lady. I feel that he agrees. I just don't want to be left at the altar. Any advice? I believe his intentions are good, but his lack of interest is wearing me thin.
I see an underlying theme here involving bridges. Bridges to the past, bridges to the future. Obviously, you want to burn all of those bridges. Now, with modern-day construction techniques, that isn't always viable. Sure, if you end up in a third-world little shithole country that you can't even pronounce the village's name that you're in, cleaning the population of all the rebels, maybe. But modern standards, you have to resort to modern explosives, RDX, Semtex, C4. Usually what you're going to have to do when you come across one of these bridges, get a good couple 20-pound haversacks and place them at the key structural points. Bring them all together through your debt cord, set them off to either timers or a remote unit of some sort, or hell, the old plunger style still works good as one of my favorites. From there, you can pip the entire fucking thing at its key points and watch the bridges come rolling down, and your relationship should be saved.
You know, you can't get this kind of advice anywhere else.
You can't buy this anywhere, Uncle Dak.
As Alec Guinness once said, my God, what have I done?
Hey, real people, real problems, real answers.
Absolutely.
Ask a Ronin.
Ask a Ronin.
We have something sent in by Holy Dio.
Holy Dio?
And apparently he's a musician. Holy Dio.
This is very cool. I think I've heard parts of it.
You have?
Yeah,
okay.
I believe I've heard parts
really?
Of it too, yeah.
Okay.
Well, then
this is called the Sean K. Mix.
Oh, I think I know this.
Oh, this is brand new to me. So here
it
is.
You have a computer. Didn't
you play this last week?
No.
Oh, this is something different.
This is something different.
No, this is another piece of music.
Here it is on Rant Radio.
Hit you in the face with a shovel. What the fuck is going on? It's not road rage. It's idiot rage. Man found in ground buried alive after being pissed on. Is that a crime if you build a robot that kills people? You know, your friends start dating a woman and assume them to be fucking dead. Hit you in the face with a shovel. What happened to Sim? Oh, the women got it. Wait, I'm going to run away from home and kill some pimps and get some money, and then I'll fly to Paris, join the French Foreign Legion, get trained in color because of shock troops, come back, hunt them down, and kill the kids in front of them. Ah!
of all, hi, that little red dot that's circling around your head, yeah, that's somebody from Rad Radio, and they want your fucking nuts on a platter. You are a moron, you're a sick piece of shit, and the kindest thing you could possibly do for society to remove yourself for your sins is to go get your whole head in front of a shotgun and just squeeze off around. And if you don't have the nuts to do it, you can contact me at www.rantradio.com, because my name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man. Sean Kennedy says, kill pedophiles. That's right, don't maim those motherfuckers. Kill them dead. Kill them. Take them out in the street, put a pickaxe right between their fucking head. You go, eat some porridge, have some sex, go kill yourself a pedophile, and giggle about it while you sleep. Do you really think there's a jury on this planet that would convict you? NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association. Real organization. Look it up. With any effort, get a membership list. Find out who's a member of that thing. Then go to their homes and burn the fucking thing down. Kill one of them.
Don't kill yourself! Kill other people!
Hit you in the face with a shovel. Didn't mean to kill anybody. It was the alcohol.
Is that a crime, if you build a robot that kills people?
I didn't do it. The robot killed you.
The first time the little mouthpiece, who you know is the smallest guy in the bunch, goes, hey, yeah, boy, we'll kick your ass, boy. He goes down hard. He just is sitting there. His face has come off, and he's blood. There's blood all over the road and the highway. You've got that crazed look in your eye, and you've got a giant pipe in one hand and a syringe filled with glow fluid in the other. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
What makes me the fucking man? Because I say I am. I think I'm a fucking sociopath with a history of violence. Who the fuck do you think you are? Our society is fucked!
Last time I checked, I've never gotten a blowjob from a can of beer. But wow, could I ever very seriously make some money if I could make that happen.
Offense?
My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Oh, God.
Well, Sean has that ha-ha, oh, shit expression on his face.
Oh,
well,
God.
Right now.
Did you read all that? First of all, you went through, like,
ancient
shit
old stuff
that I did, like, no shit, like 2 years ago. Like,
yep.
That's
well,
some
getting there, right?
Well,
I'd
like to
stuff.
Say, everyone, that this will be the last episode of Rant Radio because we're all going to be going underground and hiding now.
No, I'll be hiding. Oh, my
It was
God.
Him. He said it.
It was all Sean.
Sean K. Mick.
Sean K. will be cast
Stop.
Out to the wolves.
Don't do it.
Don't take Sean away.
Wow.
I won't be hiding.
Oh, my God. I'm so wow. fucking dead. Like, how the hell, you know, and there's people out there who might have their parents tuned in, and they're saying, like, well, you know, no, this guy,
it's a club, I mean.
It's a club, and this guy, Sean K., he's
don't
really
kill
smart.
Yourself.
You
just
know, don't kill
others. Other people.
Just listen in. He's okay.
It should be said that everything that was said there was taken out of context. Actually, I should say shit, because have you listened to any of Eminem's stuff?
Yeah.
You know? You know,
look at mercenary tactics there, Sean. Change the subject
Sean,
of white.
Sean, I have one question.
Sure.
How the fuck was any of that? How would any of that come off differently in another context?
Well, because it's like watching Terminator on TV. It doesn't advocate killing cops, but he does it on TV. It's for entertainment.
Oh, so what you're saying, none of these were actually from any of your rants. These were all like...
Oh, no, but my rants are entertainment.
No, these were routines. These were acting. These were all dramatizations done earlier by the Rant Radio players.
It's
That's
all
great.
Did not advocate killing anybody of political...
Sean is actually a really calm individual. He's
very
a really
peaceful.
Good actor.
He did not...
Yeah.
He plays Sean Kennedy the fucking man on
he
What
did
the
not
Hell?
Identify specific targets of
His real
flavor.
Name is Nigel Turkey.
The truth
the
has
hair
to come
and
out.
The wig.
I'm not a real sociopath, but I
play
one
on TV.
Yeah. Oh my
wow.
God! No, that's okay. First off, that's amazingly cool.
Yeah.
That's very very cool.
Digging for quotes, yeah.
Like that's it. I don't know if I've said this often enough, but it is. I am the most amazed person
that I have, like, people who are fans of my stuff.
You have songs dedicated to you now.
Like, that, that blows my fucking mind, you know? It'd be nice to sit here and say that, you know, oh, well, I'm just this, you know, the Howard Stern on, Howard Stern off, you know, kind of. But this is seriously, you know, how I am. Anybody who's met me in real life knows that this is how I talk, this is the way I am, this is just what it's about. And I'm not, like, doing any acts here or anything. So it's like, it's pretty fucking humbling to have these people, you know, sit there and think you're so fucking cool. Just, you know, the talking and stuff. It's pretty amazing. And I just want to make sure that everybody out here knows that I am just some fucking guy. You know, everybody out there, there's people in cults who are about a billion times cooler than I am. Okay? Like, have you seen some of the shit these people do? Like, it's fucking phenomenal. No deal. Holy cow. The guy's got, like, he's got more talent in his little finger than I have in my entire fucking body, okay? Smokehouse is more gifted than fucking I am in a sound status than anyone I know. It's amazing, you know? And you sit there and you see this stuff and, you know, Eminem in his song, you know, he's all like, yeah, you know, just leave me alone with my daughter and I'm eating and shit. And I can understand how, you know, it might be kind of annoying to have people, you know, calling you always in your face, blah, 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 blah. But, I mean, that's pretty fucking cool to have people just think you're cool. You know what I mean? Like, that's just it melts my head. And it melts everybody in the room's head because they've known me for years. And they're like, Sean's really not that cool. I know him. I've known him for years. He's kind of a fucking idiot, actually, you know.
He still owes me $20.
Yeah, he still owes me money.
Because I thought Sean K was Jesus. This is Carr said.
Oh, you mean you're not the son of God? No, I didn't say that.
I'm not understanding that.
It's the shoe of our Lord. But no, seriously, man, I don't know. I guess it's like, you know, the big thank you thing. Like, it's really fucking cool. It's just cool.
Thank you for wasting 3 hours every Sunday night.
Yeah, thank you for consuming my life. Thank you for making it so I can't sleep at night. Yeah.
So we're going to open the phone line.
Buy a T-shirt. What's that? Oh, yeah, we did ask Ronan.
Yeah.
Did we play all three rounds?
Yeah.
Phone lines.
Yeah, it's the default phone lines. It's like we're out of things to do.
No. Well, you know.
Okay, open the phone lines. 1-877-729-726.
Welcome.
1-877-729-7268.
Have you got something you've got to get off your chest? You can call the What the Hell Show toll free right now at 1-877-SAY-RAND or 1-877-729-7268, baby.
Welcome.
There we go.
Yeah, it's bad because, like, what if the cops show up and they're like, we're arresting you? I'll be like, no, fuck you, cop, you're infringing on my freedom of speech. And they'll play that rant and I'll be like,
oh, yeah.
Well, all right, yeah.
That is pushing it, yeah.
Don't put the cuffs on too tight, all right?
Not those handcuffs, the fur-lined ones.
Yeah. Hi, you're on Rant Radio.
But not real fur, that's cruel.
Hello? If you're going to play, you know, those...
It's Stephen Hawkins!
Stephen Hawkins and very low volume. If you're going to do something like that, get your fucking shit together.
It was Quake 2, because it was computer update.
Was it?
Yeah, it was Quake 2.
But it was so quiet.
You just beat me to it.
I mean, it's pathetic.
We will not have a conversation with a speak and spell.
Stay forever.
Unless you turn the volume up on the speak and spell.
See, in which case we're easily amused.
Bring the phone to the speak. I know that. Bring the phone call. Phone to the. What?
Your phone's flashing.
Oh my God! It's ringing.
No, it's flashing.
Oh, okay.
Who's the Luddite now?
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
It's Poison Cheeto.
Poison Cheeto.
I had to work today, and I missed everything.
Oh, no.
Catch it in the archives in about 2 days.
All right, where are they anyway?
You promise?
Rant Radio, and then go down the left-hand side. It says, What the Hell Archives?
Hmm.
And there's lots there, and every week it's updated on about 2 days.
But it's only on Sim's computer, so you have to come here to get them.
No. It's up there.
You know what?
What?
Last week, I, like, wrote down a lot of shit, and then my mom needed the phone, so I ran to a payphone, and I never got through. And then I froze my ass off and came home. But now I forgot what I wrote down, and I can't find it. So.
What dedication?
Yeah.
Where do you live, Cheeto?
Wisconsin.
It's cold there in Wisconsin then, eh?
Oh, it was last week.
How old are you, man?
17.
Right on. So if I went to jail for that, actually, you didn't hear a song that was just played, but if I went to jail, would you send bail money?
Probably.
Okay, that's cool.
That's a big probably.
That's a big probably, though.
Hopefully it'll be a few months because I need a car.
Can you wait a few months, Sean, to go to jail?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you keep your ass out of jail for a couple more
now
months?
Absolutely.
All right, bud,
say what the hell.
What the hell?
Right, now the truth comes out. Now it finally crawls out. The reason behind Cult, the reason behind all
it's
of this.
It's to raise money.
Sean's trying
it's
to
all
get
to raise bail money.
He just knows he's going to go to jail. He just to get the highest
that
percentage of people.
That's making me nervous.
Oh, it's okay. It's on a plate, right? Are you watching that projectile vomit?
Never happened. It was just to get everybody fired up and into the mood.
That's right.
It was a testing bed.
Then I'll do like that evangelist.
The testing bed.
Phone's ringing. Phone's ringing, Sim.
It's flashing.
It's flashing.
That was calm, Sim.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Fork.
Hey.
Fork! How you doing, man? What's up?
Nothing much. I just been inside all day because I didn't read my book for school. So I looked online and got resources and pretty much just did the whole book report today. So.
Right on. So what's going on, man? What do you want to call in about?
I just wanted to say I've been a bad Cult member. Just haven't been tuning in and shit, and I've been just, like, really busy. And I just wanted to say hi to everybody and, like...
It's okay, my son. I hear your confession, and it is a good confession. I sense you to draw up three logos and listen to five rants, and then you'll be absolved of your sin.
As long as you haven't been molesting any children.
But that's about it. So you've just been this is a big apology saying I'm sorry I haven't been able to dedicate my
bad
life to cult
members. Bad.
Well, I was just saying I didn't have anything else to say, so I thought I'd make conversation.
Hey, it's cool to hear from you, man. It's very cool.
Hey, Fork, I know you've been busy with school, but have you had time to do that thing for your favorite Ronin?
Oh yes, you got it, Sarian.
Excellent.
All right, buddy, say what the hell, man.
What the hell?
Right on.
Bad cult member.
Bad.
What is the requirement that they do have to do every week, Sean? What
have to eat popcorn.
What is that? The popcorn on Wednesdays for dinner thing? And
what's that?
Phone's flashing.
Phone's ringing.
The flashing,
phone's ringing.
Flashing.
Send the phone.
Open healing frequencies.
Shut up.
This fucking pisses Sim right off.
Hi, Aaron. What the hell is this?
The ringleader.
The ringleader.
Hello, ringleader. How you doing? It should be noted that the ringleader is a friend of Cult, and he runs one of the cult-owned businesses.
Cult-owned. Do not burn.
Do not burn. Do not loot. Do not hack. It's a cult-owned business. How you doing this evening?
Not bad. Not bad.
I have a question for you. The other week on actually the IRC channel, we were talking about the Cold Fusion story that you forwarded through.
Yep.
Do you have that link handy?
Like how handy?
Like, can you tell me what it is so I can put it in the IRC?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, cool. What is that link? And this is the one where, who was I talking to about this? It was I think it was Imagine or someone else, but we were talking about Cold Fusion. So as we get it, we will put it in and go from there. But as you look for that, what did you call in for?
Well, I called in mainly to say I liked your little speech there about, you know, kill others. Don't kill yourself, kill others.
Oh, yeah?
Quote, nice quote.
Yeah, that's good.
No, I'm sitting here with Nomad Centaur, and we're listening to this show here, and I just had to say, you know, that whole Uncle Dak thing, it's getting a little tired.
Okay, we're not allowed to flame on Rant Radio.
I'd just like to bring up one question between the man and the ringleader. I'd like to have both of your opinions about the donut incident.
I knew that was coming.
Chocolate donuts, it's good for the ego.
It should be stated that when I was 14 years old, the ringleader smashed a chocolate-covered donut into the top of my head and ground it in as much as a big bully. And I have since then befriended the ringleader, and one day when he least expected, he will find his vehicle loaded with chocolate-covered donuts.
And have pre-melted.
And he has come to the conclusion that this is justified.
Hey, so, if it happens, it happens.
Yeah, no, there's nothing he can do, and he'll just simply say, yeah, I had it coming, and he'll keep moving.
And eat the donuts.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and he got a truckload of free donuts.
Nomad Centaur busy for a couple hours.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Eat all you can.
If you're looking for that link, it's the Cold Fusion memo to President Clinton. It's on the link at www.mv.com/IPUSERS/0. You get that?
Is that the word 0, all one word?
Yes.
Okay. So we're just going to put it in there now, and we got it in the IRC. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Okay.
Right on. Say what the hell.
What the hell.
Excellent day.
Excellent.
You know, we should actually get the ringleader on the show one evening so we have visual image of him.
So we can put him up wanted on the page and somebody can do it up, some of the cult member.
Turn the phone around, Sam.
No, it's not ringing.
Turn the phone around, Sam.
Iron, what the hell is this? Iron, what the hell is this?
Skidmark.
Skidmark!
How you doing?
Are you drunk?
Are we drunk?
Yes, this is a drunk what the hell.
Yeah, that's it.
No,
are you drunk too? It was a requirement.
Only if you're 14
and
female.
It's only for 14. What, where are you calling from, buddy?
Maryland.
Maryland.
Baltimore.
Excellent. So is this your first time in the channel and on the show or no?
No.
Well, back in the day, I did. You get Sumerian knows, whatever.
What's your name again? It's Skidmark. Oh, yeah, he's way back in the day.
Way back in the day. So,
like old school, yeah.
Old school.
So did you go away for a while and then came back, or what?
Yeah, I went to AA for a while, but I'm back.
Hey, now that we're popular, they can come back and jump on the bandwagon.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
So Skidmark, where exactly you live in Maryland? You anywhere near Charm City?
Sharp City?
Charm City. Baltimore.
No, it's Frederick.
Frederick. Oh, Frederick. Okay, Frederick.
So what are you calling in about, buds?
Hey, why not, you know?
So, hey, fuck it. We'll cost him some money. Sounds good.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds like a good plan. Sim doesn't like to answer the phone, so everyone should call in a lot tonight. All right, buddy. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Right on.
No, it only costs about $5 a month.
You keep that phone out. Keep that phone.
Hey. It's your phone, man. You do what you want with the phone. I say hide it under your shirt.
It's not your phone. Whoa. Right now. You've already said that it's time to call in. You've made the
phone.
Hi, Aaron. What the hell is this?
It's a Vampire Asmodee.
Another local buddy. How you doing, man?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
You know, being a cult leader, reincarnated god stuff, trying to avoid prison. What's up?
Nothing really. I'm just...
bored?
Just sitting here listening to the show.
You got school tomorrow?
Yeah.
You gonna light yourself on fire?
Put down the gun.
Put down the gun.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it, man.
Light other people on fire and call it art.
Yeah, that's what it is. Be a Buddhist, okay? So,
other people be a Buddhist.
Yeah, that's right. Make other people. Enforcing Buddhism everywhere.
Hey, you're not supposed to push your shit on other people. Right?
So, we got, that's about it. Do you just want a phone and say yo?
Yeah,
Go ahead.
We only got like a 3-day week this time. This week we got 2 days off this weekend.
Sweet.
I mean weekend, not this one.
Sweet.
Good deal.
What are you guys going to do?
I don't know. I'm grounded, but I'm going to try.
What did you do?
What'd you do?
I went out on Friday.
And you weren't allowed?
Sinful.
When did you come home?
I came home on time. It's just that I wasn't supposed to go out.
So you're grounded before the grounded.
How the fuck can you have gone out when you're not supposed to, but you came home on time?
I don't know.
He has
throw off the chains!
Now, this guy lives local. He's in Richmond. His family could come kick our ass.
Fuck that!
Fuck that.
Bring it!
We put roadblocks up.
Yeah, get him up in the slice wire. Okay, buddy, say what the hell.
What the hell?
Right on.
Somebody has requested that Sariat answer the next call. Do you know how to do it? You just put it up there and speak into the microphone.
And just press
it. It has no trigger. He doesn't know how to work it. He's confused.
The trigger's in the
back
there. I'm speaking
to
the microphone.
No wonder Sean Kennedy left. Dear Christ, help me over here. Hey, girl, what the hell? Who's this? Raskolnikov. What do you have to say, my friend?
That's Raskolnikov. You guys get that once. Just once.
Raskolnikov.
For the love of God.
Is it Raskolnikov?
Is it like Kalashnikov? Because I can say that and understand that one pretty good.
It's spelled like it's said, man. I don't get this.
This guy's really pissed off.
I'm having trouble saying it, so spelling it causes great difficulty.
I don't think I could spell it either.
There's letters in it and shit? What?
Raskolnikov.
Raskolnikov.
I guess...
Elkovich!
I'm going to have to go the Route APOC tuck and just shorten it to Rask, I guess.
There you go.
Not good.
Rask. There.
Hey, Rask, you
break
into the box yet?
No, I haven't had time, really. I've been busy with programming here for school stuff.
That's good.
That's great.
Yeah, I haven't had time to make any more attacks on it just yet.
So you just phoned in to complain about our ineptitude of pronouncing your name?
No, actually.
Okay, what do you have to say?
Okay. I was thinking about starting a project, pretty much just with APOC, getting a little bit of collection of cult knowledge going, pretty much what you know the cult knows.
So everybody who has, like, specialized skills can contribute. We have, like, this database of skills and information?
Exactly.
Okay.
Now,
sounds
I'm
good.
Not saying I should have, like, PDF files of college textbooks, because that would be some sort of copyright infringement. So I definitely don't want that.
So recopying your own words.
Any sort of information, articles.
Field manuals?
Just send it to me.
Hey, what's your ICQ number or email address?
I'm actually in a different room right now.
Okay, you don't know your email address. Okay.
Well, no, I don't know the secure email address just yet.
Oh, okay.
Just tell people start writing them, and as soon as I get the email address ready, I will start spreading it through the ICQ.
So this is a great big warning order right here, right now. Get your information compiled and get ready to send it off.
That's right.
Excellent. Is that all you have to say?
That's it.
Hey, give me a big what the hell.
What the hell.
Excellent.
Excellent. You know, and people said not for running Sarah Chance to the phone anymore.
I'm going to come to each one of your states one by one and go on a noogie spree.
Noogie spree.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Aaron, what the hell? Who's this?
It's Optic!
Optic!
Optic the main psycho!
Yes, indeed!
Right on!
All right!
So what on the car front news do you have for us?
Oh, well, I was wondering if you guys could oblige me a little rant about cars.
A rant about cars? Okay, I don't know what Sean's topic would be, but we'll pass it on to him. Sean, we have a request for a rant about cars.
Actually, I've got one ready, actually.
Oh, you have a rant about cars. Okay, go for it.
All right. What the fuck is up with this new little thing they've done with cars now, okay? You know how computers are obsolete in 6 months, right? Well, now fucking cars are obsolete in a year. They want you to buy a new car every fucking year. Why do you think they're pushing this consumerism, lease the fucking car bullshit? Why do you think they're pushing it? Because they're getting the money, and you're getting jack fucking shit. End of the lease, they get the car back, you get shit. They say, hey, lease another car, we'll give you a great deal. You get screwed. What the is up with that?
Yep. Don't lease
the car.
Buy the car.
Buy a tank.
Yes, buy an old car today. Pollute the environment. Get something that's emissions exempt.
Moog. What is it?
Like,
no. What are they called?
Unimog.
Unimog. Not Moog, Mog. Unimog, those big, big Unimog.
Unimog.
Yes, on the car front, we do have a car, possibly. I'm working on getting it taken care of the rest of the way. It is a 1975 Mercury Marquis Brougham. This car is 21 feet long. It's powered by a 460 cubic inch V8. And
that's not a car, that's a land yacht.
Land yacht? No, we're talking aircraft carrier.
Yeah, no kidding. You can launch things off the roof.
Okay.
Yes, it doesn't have the roof rack, so you actually could.
Optic, I got a mission for you. I want you to build me a sand crawler.
Okay, do you want that with Jeep drivetrain or GM?
I don't know. I better ask for a medic. Should I go for the Jeep parts or should I go GM?
Go GM.
Okay,
go
GM.
Go GM. Because Jeep just stands for just empty every pocket.
Oh.
Okay, so we got sand crawler. What are we going to do with it? What are we going to do with a sand crawler, though?
Anything we fucking want, Optic. It's a sand crawler.
We'll collect droids.
There we go. Let's get some droids. Who's going to build the droids? I don't know droids.
There are no droids. These are not the droids you're looking for.
No, these are not the droids you're looking for. I'm moving along.
Excellent. Thank you for calling. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Excellent. That phone's not ringing yet.
Yeah. Phone's flashing.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Oh, come on.
Turn the phone around. Every week you come here, girl on the left. Every week you sit across from me, and every week you rub your feet against mine.
There's not enough. I want to rid of both of us.
I want to discuss this on the air right now.
She was reaching her foot out to touch my knee.
Her boyfriend's listening
because she gets a little upset.
Let's get this out in the open. Animus is listening, and we got to get this aired. And
yes.
Let's see what your boyfriend has to say.
My boyfriend will kick your ass.
He will, though. He will.
come out here and he'll throw a chair
at me. Actually, I had a question for Girl.
Oh, he'll throw more than a chair at you.
I had a question for Girl on the Left. Did she hear that article last week where they boycotted
Bare Naked Ladies?
Yes. Was there an actual article about that somewhere? Did that actually get some publicity?
Can I tell the story, please? Yes, you will. But first, I will note that was a joke. Our girl on the left is sitting across from me, and it's just because we have long legs. That's why our feet keeps rubbing and it's making a
grrr.
Yeah, no, so I would not want to call down the thunder of ominous animus.
Ominous animus says grrr.
I was just joking. It's just that we're sitting here in very close quarters, and because well, she stretches out and I stretch out, we collide feet.
Hi, Iron Rant Radio. Who's this?
Click.
Somebody who hangs up.
All right, can I tell the story?
Okay, go for it.
Basically, the Bare Naked Ladies were having a concert down in Kansas City, I believe it was. And apparently the people who run GodHatesFags.com, which
not to mention GodHatesFigs.com.
No, GodHatesFags.com. It's a Baptist church that runs this out of Kansas City.
Yeah.
And they had littered the parking lot and surrounding area with hate propaganda. They were campaigning against the Bare Naked Ladies.
And
it's about time. I hate that fucking group.
Now, why? Was it because they thought the Bare Naked Ladies were gay? No. Was it because the lead singer is Jewish and they also think that all Jews are abominations against God? No. It's because they're from Canada. And Canada permits same-sex couples.
That's what they're on about.
And therefore, Canada is, in their words, I quote, the sperm bank of Satan.
Oh, that's great.
They are waging holy war against the entire fucking nation of Canada.
Let's see. A bunch of redneck Baptists from Kentucky?
Kansas.
Okay.
It starts with a K.
You're not in fucking Kansas.
Whoa. We are all yelling. Okay. Everyone stop yelling.
You're at 10. I need you to about 8.
The beauty of this is that these guys didn't even know. These people didn't even know.
You're yelling too.
That the Bare Naked Ladies concerts regularly feature men kissing, hugging, and groping each other's asses. They didn't know that. It's beautiful.
It's just the Canada thing.
It's just the Canada.
Hey, the phone's flashing.
Yep. Hi, on Rant Radio. Who's this?
It's Ronan Cyber Samurai.
Ronan Cyber Samurai. Where are you calling from, buddy?
London.
London, Ontario.
But of course, eh?
Not London, UK.
No,
London, Ontario.
Not Wales here, Wales over there. Anyway, so how you doing, buddy? What's up?
Not much, bud. Not much. Just listen away.
Okay, cool. That was, so did you have anything you want to talk about?
No, I just wanted to thank you guys for giving me something to listen to at night, especially on Sundays. Had a boring night at work.
Listening at work.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You have access to a computer and you're able to sit there and do nothing except...
I can call it a computer.
Okay.
You can call it a computer, I don't.
What's your job?
Front desk agent at one of these little hotels that cater to the university. All these profs and government-type dudes.
Really? So you're listening to what the hell when government types are coming by?
Oh, fuck yeah.
So government types catering to... Hotel catering to government types.
Sort of, yeah.
Like,
do you charge like hourly rate?
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty funny when you it's got the going and then you get a rant going and it's like, gotta slam right over there and turn the speakers down.
Ronan Cyber Samurai, I have a question here. Do you ever get like important political people there?
Yes, we do.
Wouldn't it be interesting, you know, if there was some important political people who got an email? And then, you know, we sent them an email, and they had a Ronan answer the door saying, "Hi, I'm from Cult. You wanted to talk to somebody?" Like, within 20 seconds.
We get Chief Justices in as well.
Oh, that's...
Really?
Wow. Oh, yeah.
I'm having a scene from Fight Club run through my mind.
Oh, I've had ideas and thoughts run through my head.
Get out the knives and elastic bands.
The of information that I have there.
Well, let's just hear it for... deep-rooted cult moles, eh? Absolutely.
Of course.
All right, buddy. Say what the hell.
Hey, what the hell?
We drive your cabs. We work at your hotels.
We guard you while you sleep. Do not fuck with us. Okay. That's really scary, you know, because the guy's like, I don't know if you've actually talked to Ronan Cyber Samurai before.
No.
He's like fairly core.
Templar Knight level.
No. Well, Templar.
Right?
Well, he's
approaching Templar.
He's approaching Guardian level. Yeah, for sure. For Coronis, yeah. He's phone's ringing. Oh my God.
Hi, Iron Rant Radio. Who's this?
Prophet Holy Dio.
Only Dio, the guy who just made that little music thing there.
I got two things. I should put a disclaimer in the beginning of that, for, you know, saying it's been taken out of context. I just wanted to say that. But
thank
the other
you
thing
for
is about, I called him about my last Friday. What happened to me, I was going home for a three-day weekend, stuck on 495 in traffic, not going anywhere, and I see some guy get out of his car. So I just lock, you know, I lock the door or whatever, because I figure he's probably drunk. I don't know what's going on. He just goes for someone's door, and I figure he won't get to me. You know, what can I do? I don't have a gun. I'm not armed. I don't have anything on me. So he eventually comes up to my door and tries to open it. And it's locked. He's like, open your door. I'm like, no. The guy pulls out a gun. He's like, open your door, asshole. And I'm like, what am I going to do? I unlock it. He looks, okay, get this. Someone honked their horn, right? He looked over to where they had their horn up in front of me. I hit him with the door as hard as I can. Smack him with it. Get out of the car. Take his head, hit it on my knee, the roof of my car, and he's lying unconscious on the ground in a pile of blood.
Did you get the gun?
Anyway, after that, you know, that was really cool. The guy behind me, three cars behind me, got out of the car. I was like, holy shit, man. I heard something. I'm not sure what it was. I think I heard his skull crack. When I hit it on the roof, it made a little, it did make a little ping in the roof.
Now, it should be stated that you've got some sort of arm injury. You fucked up, so your arm, right?
I did fuck up my right arm a while ago. I did it with one arm.
Sweet.
That's pretty severe, man.
Some
so what happened next?
Basically, I tried to wait around, but I couldn't because I had to get out of traffic. So I'm getting out there, going home, whatever, come back, talk to the cops. And they're like, yeah, man, we should give you some sort of award or something. I'm like, for what? For kicking the shit out of the guy trying to break in my car?
That's...
I mean, it was pretty cool. I mean, the guy was like, I'm not sure what I heard crack. It's the roof of your car or skull or what? I'm kind of like standing over the guy, you know, he's like unconscious on the ground and whatnot. I'm like, you know, if it made her dent my car... I would have just, like, you know, put him under my wheels and ran right over him. Speed bump.
And you're a prophet. Oh, my God.
He's into body art.
He's into body art. So, okay, a couple quick questions. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Lowell, Massachusetts right now.
In the middle of... That's not really a crime central area, man. Holy cow, that's pretty amazing that shit goes on.
It's actually right by Lawrence, which is, like, the crime section of Massachusetts.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's known for drugs. It turns out I talked to someone who goes to school with me, and he said the same person did the same thing on Route 3 right by where I was, like, a year ago, and they let him out of jail a week ago.
That's brutal, man.
No, we're pretty sure it's the same person.
Wow. Brutal.
They went to school with the guy. I guess he smoked too much crack or whatnot, and...
Well, we can't put him in jail. He didn't actually hurt anyone.
Well, maybe he'll think about... Maybe after you give him a nice fucking lisp when he speaks, maybe now he'll think about it a little bit more.
But by the way, Prophet...
You know, the sad thing about it is the only thing he probably learned is don't stand in front of the door.
Yeah. Stand to the side of the door now.
If you want to know if you've actually broke a bone, you'll always hear... Take a green branch, it's about as thick as your finger, and snap it really, really fast. That sound is about the sound you get when a bone breaks. The timber depends.
I'll carry my shovel in the passenger seat now.
That's a good idea. Have it as a quick draw, and when they're taking you away, just say, "Sean K told me to," and that'll be your defense.
Shovel through the window into the guy.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, man. That's really cool that you weren't hurt, and it's really cool that you managed to get out of that without a scratch. You know, and it should be.
But what's really cool is that you thumped the shit out of the guy.
That's most cool, but it's
no
that's.
Consequences.
That's a dangerous scenario, man. I'm glad you came out of it okay.
Hey, get this. On my way home, I have to pee, so I pull over to the side of the road. And this is like a couple hours later. I was stuck in traffic for hours. It normally 3-hour ride, probably took 6 hours. I was an hour from home, nowhere to pee, so I just pull over to rest area, you know, finish up or whatever. Here's something in the bushes. I normally think it's a squirrel, wouldn't make a big deal. You know, I'm kind of freaked out still. So I go in my car, and I drive off in the road. And there's something in the road. I can see it around the corner. And so I slow down, and it was a black bear crossing the road.
Oh, wow. Could have been a bad day.
You know, I almost hit a stupid thing.
Okay, I've had days like this. These are days where God is trying to get you. Okay? I've had this happen.
Yeah, I don't know. It's either God trying to get me or the devil trying to get me, and one of them stopping the other or something.
And there's a black bear in the mix too. Okay, buddy. Hey, I'm glad you're cool, and I'm glad that you managed to thump the fuck out of some asshole.
All right,
buddy. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Excellent.
All right, we're gonna take one more call.
I was gonna tell a story, but actually, remind me of a road trip between me and the ringleader when we do our Halloween story, because that story.
No, the story you guys got to tell is the one about the Yakima weapons testing lab.
We've got three hours.
That's the one. That's basically me and the ringleader had a road trip from hell where God personally tried to get us stuck in a fucking adventure. The phone is flashing.
It flashes from the time I say call in till an hour after the show.
Well, flashing now.
Answer the phone.
Hi, you're the last caller of the night. Who's this?
This is Aunt Jemima.
Aunt Jemima,
I love you. You're so sweet.
This is the first time you've. This is, I think, the first time we've seen you, isn't it?
Yep.
Dang, really?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Victoria, BC.
Woohoo! Excellent. So you're fairly local here. What do you think of all this craziness?
It's quite good. It's awesome.
So how did you find out about us?
Found it through Prophet Spider.
Ah.
Excellent.
So Prophet Spider is being a prophet.
And he's spreading the virus.
Spreading the virus.
Spider's very cool. And I always confuse
Spider and Spidey. Yeah. Spider's girl, Spidey boy.
Spidey boy. So, how can we help you this fine evening?
I was just calling in saying, hey, I might go by and check over Vancouver and see how it is and see how that show's going.
Excellent. So you've never been to Vancouver, or you wanted to come to the show?
I probably wanted to come to the show because I've never been in Vancouver for a couple of years now.
Okay, well, my ICQ number is 51558, and
if you want to set it up, you can do that. You can ICQ them, and the two of you can work out the details.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Rock, buddy, say what the hell.
What the hell?
Okay, right. And that's it for the calls for tonight. Sorry, but Sim was being a prick and wouldn't answer any other calls.
What, you want to take one more? You can take one more then.
You can do it, John.
I can figure out
show him up, Sean.
Show
don't
him
press
up.
That. You press
can
that.
Do it. Cut his fucking head off.
Okay, so somebody call in right now.
I'm lonely,
and I want to talk to you. Please call 1-877-7-9-7-2-6.
Are
you currently feeling rejected?
Are you feeling rejected?
No, you. There we go.
All right, you're on the radio. Who's this?
Speak into your microphone.
Well, how can they hear me on the phone?
They can't.
Hi.
Hey, what's up? This is Mr. Echo.
Hey, Mr.
Echo.
How you doing, man? What's going on?
Pretty good. My fucking phone company majorly fucking sucks up here.
You've always had trouble calling in.
Yes, I know. It's fucking this Monopoly fucking GCI. If anyone knows about it, well, how about it?
What did you want to say, bud?
Anyways, I'm working on Cult Script 3, which is going to be like fucking... Let's compare it to 2.1 is Windows 3.1.
It's like a whole one above it. It's that much better.
Okay, point nine
better.
So, so do you actually do anything else but cult stuff?
He
had to think about it.
CDs for people who make money.
Attaboy.
You always include some rants on there, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, fuck yeah.
Excelente.
Also, I have a what you could call a file server up for a cult. Anyways, I'm going to post it up in the IRC here in a bit.
Sure.
So people can check it out. I don't have that much bandwidth, but
what's going to be on that?
Stuff.
Okay, cool. That's excellent.
We like stuff.
Stuff is good.
Stuff is good.
Magazine's dedicated to stuff.
Yeah, stuff. And make sure that due to your current environmental situation that you won't get yourself in any kind of
hot water,
heated fluid. Okay.
Oh man, I also have a new firewall. So good luck trying to hack my ass.
Okay. Let's not go throwing down gauntlets anywhere.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot for calling in. That's awesome news on the file server. It should be okay. And say what the hell.
What the hell.
Excellent.
The black
unless it's really necessary, never throw a gauntlet at somebody who can slap back that much harder. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh yeah, no.
Cult Script 2000 Professional Edition.
You know what's really brutal is that, and I'm going to give a shameless plug here.
Cult Script 2000.
A lot of people have put up clan websites and are doing clan things, and I think they're all amazing. I think they're all very wicked. But I have been really impressed with clandecker.com.
It's very cool.
If anyone's seen, has not been there,
go check out clandecker.com.
Yep.
Very fucking cool.
And we do have all the clans in Clan X.
Everybody is like gone and like bought all the clan names and domains, and everyone's like, and I think that's the best because
you know where they are now.
Yep, and people are going to just keep on running with this thing, and it's bigger than me, and it's bigger than any one person. It's just going to take over. You know, and maybe someone will remember my name down the road. Ah, another caller.
I told you.
Too late.
Okay, well, it's after
time
9 o'clock anyway.
Time for us to go.
Time for the outro, and we'll go through the IRC here because Sumerian's too lazy. We have Mr. Echo, Sumerian, Zerstor, X, John, Balkans, John, Snorgasm, Apoc. Hey, Apoc, how you doing, buds? Live, Pseudo, Decker, Hunter, Orion. Rooster, Bricker1, Josh K, Side, Slide, Snake, Rastakalkov, Left, Mel, Optic.
Raskolnikov.
Whatever, Rask.
He phoned in and was pissed.
I don't give a fuck.
While you're in the bathroom.
Well, Sumerian is so lazy, he doesn't want to say the listeners' names. I don't give a fuck.
Well, I'm saying his name. I mean, what? He should spell it differently, so at least it's spelled phonetically correct.
No. You said APOC. That's Apocalypse.
Oh, Decker Apocalypse. Ooh, sorry.
Yes. It's new, right?
Bit of a screw up there. Decker Apocalypse, new blood.
Hey, hang on a
Decker
second.
Live, Pseudo, shut the fuck up. I'm doing IRC. Pseudo, Orion, Rooster, Breaker 1, Josh K, Side Slide, Snake, Rastakalkov, Left Mel, Optic, Scarecrow, Bitch, Matrix is my bitch, Buck X, Half Elf, Judas, Kexler, Plastic, Rambid Wombat, Romulus, Water Dancer,
new.
Who's like a mom in Calgary whose daughter joined Cult, and she joined Cult afterwards. I thought that's very cool.
Really?
Yes, very cool.
Wow.
There's some parent with a lack of parental safety that thinks we're something to listen
or
to.
Or maybe they're a parent who actually has a clue as to what the fuck is going on. We got Nomad, Zootroy, Nomad Terrell, and Creep, Prophet Nixter, Battle Axe, Fork, Holy Dilo, Karma, Crazy Fuck, it should be stated. I'm sorry, I fucked up your name there. Rastakalkov. Nixter, Battle Axe, Fork, Holy Deal, Karma, Crazy Fuck, Spidey, Prophet, Star Baby, Tenchi UK, who is very fucking cool with a lot of his music, Prophet, Smokehouse, Sick, who I hope doesn't die because he has more talent than I do, Ronin, Cyber Samurai, T-Knight, Vampire Asmodee, Low, Aunt Jemima, Captain Pike, Imagine, I'm Jesus, Minjikoto, Nomad Plastic, Nomad Poison Cheeto, Ominous Animus.
Woo-hoo.
Say that louder.
Boink.
Say his name.
Ominous Animus.
Say it sexy.
Ominous Animus.
There you go.
Who did that?
Yeah, baby.
Red five.
We should do that.
That was not me.
Yeah. We should. Every time it comes Ominous Animus, we'll have her say his name because he's like. He logs into the store. It's awesome.
Yep.
Skidmark, Stats, Psychar, and Crazy Evolution.
All right.
There's a sane form of it?
There is, though. I'm taking a class on evolution. It's going really slow.
Oh, God.
All righty.
May Steve
Wright humor
kick
there.
Your ass. I hope I'm there to see it.
All right, gang. So we're pretty much going to get the fuck out of here. I'm actually taking tomorrow off. I'm only having to phone in 3 times during the day to get messages and phone people.
Yeah.
But me and the guy I work with, Ted, is... Ted Watanabe's his name. He's a really cool guy. Watanabe, yeah. And he's the coolest guy. He's an electrical engineer, and he's the fucking coolest guy, man. Like, he is, like, a guy who's, like, 35, and he's always telling me about when he used to smoke up at university, and he's just, like, really gives you hope for, like, the professional, you know, work, the professional class of workers. Guy's, like, just a fucking neat guy, you know? Anyway...
So, Ted, if you're listening, give Sean Kennedy a raise.
No. Like, the guy pays me, like, way more than he should.
You shouldn't say that.
No, he does. The guy totally pays me, like, I'm really happy with what I make with this guy, and he's just a sweet guy. He's got a crazy wife and family, but you know, he's a sweet guy. I told him that if he killed his wife, I'd help him hide the body. In any case...
We're going to go around
there. There we go. There's another indictable.
No.
Yeah, out of context.
Quote.
At this point, I'm not even trying to
figure it out. We've got too much on him.
John, you've joined my dark side.
I mean, I'm posting the archives. Well, you can go back a year and a half, and Sean's like, whoa, man.
Oh, yeah, if you want to check out Sean, like, Sean Unleashed.
Go back a year and a half.
Oh, yeah, go back a year and a half, and I'm talking about setting Jewel on fire and shit like that. It's like
Sean
really
off medication.
Naming names.
I think the Sheriff
John Bunnell was about
Yeah, Sheriff John.
Ever.
Bring me the hand of Sheriff John Bunnell.
It's the worst shit we ever did here. I honestly don't think we did. did anything worse or more illegal than that.
No, that's pretty
bad.
Set
Jewel on fire?
I totally, totally disagree. What did we do that was worse than that?
That wasn't bad at all. That was just funny. I mean, if you're so stupid that you can't recognize that as a joke, you're hopeless as a human being. And you should just give it all up.
That was Fox Radio. Trashy.
Yeah.
I guess everybody seems really pleased.
Holy crap, Sean's taking a day off. That's from Cult too.
No, I'm not. I'm staying home.
Transference of day
off. I'm staying home, and I've got my. I'm getting. I managed to find an evaluation copy of some encryption software, which I'm going to purchase. And
yes.
I'm installing encryption. And I'm installing encryption. I got a dual boot going, and I'm just getting all the secure means done. And I'm going to be talking with some guys.
Cleansing your household.
Yeah, I got a removable hard drive, and I'm trying to live by the Palm, so that we can, meaning the Palm Pilot, so I can try
you
to
go crush.
Oh,
nothing left. You have to burn it. Yeah, crushing doesn't do much. Snap it in half.
Not anything. Not anything cannot be recovered. If you run stuff through a military grade shredder, it's fucked.
Oh well, yeah.
Software. Yeah. And, you know, when we've got as much communications here...
How about lots of magnetism? Doesn't that
to some
work?
Things.
It did for Dark Angel.
Who's Dark Angel?
No, but I mean, I'm under the impression Dark Angel. I'm under the impression
you know,
that if
Red
you take
Five,
a big magnet...
You have actually made me lose respect for you.
Oh, yeah.
I never asked you to have respect for me because...
I have a confession to make. I have a confession to make. I've been taping Dark Angel. I have both... I have a pilot.
Is it
nothing
is
wrong
it the
with saying
lift?
That because I think it's a great show.
Oh, I wouldn't go so far as to say it's a great
well,
show.
It's
enjoyable.
14-year-old girl draping herself across like.
Hey, the only part
19.
I saw about it was this
second.
Chick running around
it.
Really fast and beating a guy up, throwing his gun back to him, and then beating him up again. I thought.
Oh,
that was
oh
cool.
Yeah, oh yeah, the fight scene where she takes the guy, ties him up, pulls his pants down, and spanks him while she's wearing her like little tight red dress with her like.
Are you offended as a woman? Are you offended by this show, girl on the left?
I'm just saying it's about as subtle as a brick. To the head.
Are you offended
no,
by
hang
the
on,
show,
hang on one
or
second.
Are you offended that you're not the target audience?
Hang on one second. I just have the one thing to say.
Well,
you
would
said
be
you have this tape,
the
tape,
right? some like incredibly hot looking guy who like you know runs around,
who runs around, ties up women and then spanks them.
No,
is
maybe
what you
he runs. Maybe he runs around in like hot pants or some shit because you know it's like it's an excellent. Guys sure are making large swinging motions around the crotch.
And with that, we will sign off the What the Hell show for yet another week.
Let's face it.
We've degraded.
It's fucking funny.
Let's go around the room.
Play the outro. Okay, going around the room now.
You know, it's time to finish the show.
Okay.
When it's come down to that.
It should be noted that I respect Girl on the Left as one of the strongest women I've ever known.
She is. He puts
I
up a shit.
I come back every fucking week.
She's the fucking lone gladiator. Bastion, the last champion of estrogen. Right? It's amazing. And I don't mean that as a gag. Like, it's amazing that you come here and put up with this shit.
We treat
you. This is nothing. I've dealt with worse.
Well, actually,
okay,
having,
now I'm offended.
Having,
next week it's going to be worse.
Way over the top next week.
I'm kidding.
Actually, think about it. She has Inky for a brother.
Yeah.
There is that. All right, let's go around the room.
That.
So starting with Girl on the Left.
The last champion of estrogen.
Oh, whatever.
Last champion of estrogen. Lovely slogan there. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Over to.
I'm Rhoda Zurant, and I was doing the smiley wiggle.
The smiley wiggle. Ah! Ah!
Stop yelling.
Okay, you're laughing so loud.
This is Red Five.
Without
and I,
a mic
I cannot
in front
be held
of your
responsible
mouth?
I can
for
hear you.
Anything that's happening right now. Not only can I hear you, it's hurting my ears.
Now you know how I feel.
Play.
Now you know how I feel.
Jesus fucking Christ.
This
medic, take it away.
This is Running Medic saying farewell.
And then over to...
This is PVM. I see your Dark Angel and raise you an Andromeda.
Oh.
I feel really stupid because I don't get that.
Yeah, me neither.
Kevin Sorbo beats Star Trek.
Oh, yes.
Actually, meets
Buck Rogers.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know who Kevin Sorbo is.
The Hercules.
The Hercules guy in the
God.
Hercules.
Really?
And there's a new show.
Kevin Sorbet.
No.
Sorbet.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yes. It's done by Gene, quote, Gene Roddenberry's.
Mining the grave.
Marjorie Roddenberry, Gene Roddenberry's wife, is the executive producer on this pile of garbage.
No.
How do you know it's a pile of garbage? Have you seen it?
Our sister company.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even know it was playing.
Uncle
Dax.
This is
Uncle
Dax.
It's
going to be 9:30 for fuck's sake.
This is Uncle Dax saying so long and so hard.
Yeah, good night from Drexel. Have a pleasant week, and we'll talk to you next week.
And this is Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, saying, hey, I'm on my way to jail. It's just, I'm waiting to get picked up.
I was waiting around, getting to be picked
up. Keep
it strong, keep it true.
Keep making the music. That's very cool. I think that's very, very cool. And I think that a lot of these really cool tunes are actually, what they use my samples in, are way cooler than a lot of the rants I've done. And, you know, everyone can download my shit, rip it apart, use stuff, you know.
Take it out of context.
Take it out of context. Make me look like a Nazi. I don't care. Whatever. But
do it word for
word.
Oh,
no. I would be personally offended if someone took your rants and turned you into a Nazi.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, don't do that.
Yeah, don't
except
do
for the ways that you are a Nazi. As long as it's truthful. As long as it's truthful.
I don't think I'm a Nazi in any way.
All right. No, you're right. I take that back.
I think
it's fascist.
I think you're
I'm not a fascist in any way.
I think you're very Wehrmacht.
End it now. Shoot it.
End it now. Okay, this is Sumerian. See
fascist.
You next week. 6 days, 21 hours.
You're fired.
And you're all fired.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. The internet is now under martial law. All browsing rights have been suspended. Stay off your computers. Do not attempt to download MP3s, pirated software, or ripped movies before they're out in the theaters. Shut up! Do not attempt to register some company sucks.com or lawsuits may occur. Stay off your friends FTP sites. Do not use any unsanctioned software. Anyone caught using Napster will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. The Microsoft Piracy Police will be by to inspect your hard drives in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the inspection of hard drives will be shot. Stay off your computers. Remain calm. The number one enemy of the internet is non-conformity. Multinational corporations' profits are more important than individual will. All servers mining on Microsoft products will remain operational. No more than two people may gather in an IRC or ICQ chat room without permission. Use only the software sanctioned by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Leave webcams on at all times! The security you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, the internet is safe to browse again.